It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Hello?
Terror. I have been doing a lot of time travel lately.
Wow.
What do you mean? Blacking out drunk?
Well, that, and also on Saturday? Saturday night.
Yeah. It's Saturday night.
Live from my bedroom.
We start doing this every night, by the way.
What, drinking or doing the show?
Both.
Good luck.
Yeah. Nice knowing you, man.
Remember when we did it twice a week?
I don't know how we did it.
Well, we do it twice a week now.
Yeah.
That's true, we do.
Yeah, it was daylight savings time on Saturday night. Mm. And for the first time in my life, it kind of fucked me up.
Really?
I always read, like, oh, people act weird. That was fucking disgusting, Matt. You just... What? You just...
What?
Matt just drank his can of soda, but he like stuck his tongue out and like. I just got so grossed out.
Yeah, yes,
no, dude, that's Matt, not gross.
You don't understand.
He just did it so quick and sensual. He was just like.
You don't understand. Matt is a bohemian.
Do it again.
Behemoth. It's not bohemoth. Behemoth. All right, I shook the can to see if there was any left, and there was like a tiny, tiny bit left.
Yeah.
And what I did with my tongue was create the suction to get that last drop out.
You're gross.
I went
do
like
it,
this.
Do it. But I saw it. Like
Matt.
No drop left.
You
behind.
Are a hideous, hideous human.
You got that right, brother.
Anyway.
Like, I wouldn't do that for the finest alcohol in the land.
Oh.
It's not Coca-Cola.
That's true, I guess.
Where, according to some people, it's the same as Pepsi.
Ugh.
It's not. Idiots.
Let's not talk about
major
that.
Differences, and Coke is better than Pepsi.
Well, let's get this out of the way. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is a website. We are streaming live. CWERadio.com every Sunday, 7 p.m. to... it used to be 9, but now
question
it's
marks.
10. Yeah, 7 p.m. to question mark. That's East Coast time, by the way, folks.
Eastern Standard Time.
And you can call us live, 732-361-CRAT.
2728.
732-361-2728. That's a New Jersey number. Or you can Skype us at Aristocrats Radio.
Yo, what's better than a nice hot dog with a little crat on it?
I love crat.
It's the sour crats.
But yes, the time travel. I was fucked up for the first time. I've always read articles that it screws people up, and I'm just like, how can it? It's a fucking hour. It happens. How can it screw somebody up?
Yeah, screw them up how exactly?
I don't know.
Hang on one second. They get to further ask the question, why do people complain about springing ahead?
I've never had a problem with it until this past weekend.
All right. Well, for a person like me, sleep is very important.
Yeah.
So that hour, that losing that hour sucks.
Well, because all day your body wants to sleep, Matt. But so when you finally get to lay down and sleep.
You're a Snorlax.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, sleep is very important to me and
Matt at
probably
rest, stays at rest.
50% of people. And losing that hour sucks.
I think it's
because... You're not losing anything, all right?
I forgot that we were turning the clocks, and I woke up, and I saw it was 7:30 in the morning. And I just kind of did the quick math in my head. I'm like, oh, that's like 8 hours. Okay, almost 8 hours. Mm-hmm. So I got up and walking around, and I was all fucked up. It was still dark out. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. And then I look at the clock over here, and I see it's actually 6:30 in the morning.
Oh.
And the whole day I was fucked up.
Well, you should have just slept in, like I did.
My back hurts if I sleep too long. If I sleep more than 6 hours, my
what?
Nothing. If I sleep more than 6 hours, my back gets completely sore. It feels like someone hit me with a bat.
I can't believe I'm friends with some fucking weird people.
I can't believe I'm friends with you.
Love me though.
My chick was saying last night, she's like, "This is great. We get another hour of sleep tonight." Like, you got that back hurts. you're fucking up on this one. Yeah. And she's like, "Wait, what do you mean?" And I'm like, "Hey."
See, for me, it just never matters. Like, what the fuck? I don't get it.
You don't really need that much sleep, though. That's why.
No, I need plenty of sleep. I love sleep. But if I were to wake up at 8:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Actually, this morning I woke up at 10:30.
Damn.
Okay?
Lazy piece of shit.
Wait, the real 10:30?
The real 10:30 that we would know today. Okay. The 10:30. It's still 9:30. It's still, you know, in reality, I guess. Wait. Just to clarify something, what's the real actual time?
Wait, according to daylight savings time, or if there was no daylight?
If there was no daylight savings time,
it's an hour earlier.
Dude, I think you just blew everyone's mind.
Yeah,
yeah, so like, I blew my own.
Right now, it's 8:49 on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And
you blew my mind.
So if we didn't have daylight savings time,
right now is the correct time.
It would be 7:49.
So right now is the correct time.
No.
What are you talking about, you pig?
Well, first off, the spring forward and fall back is a U.S. government thing.
Yeah.
It's not a real thing.
Isn't there a state
so which
that
one is the
it?
Real?
There are many locations that
don't
Montana.
Recognize
it.
Montana?
Fuck
those square states.
certain parts of Indiana do not. I know in particular one, Bloomington, does not recognize daylight savings time.
So if they go to like the next town over, it's a different time.
Yeah,
all right,
literally.
So can I ask
fuck
you a question
that.
Then? Which one is the correct real time? Is it when we fall back or spring ahead?
It doesn't matter because there's 24 time what? Zones, dude.
Didn't GW one time say, well, we're going to push back daylight savings time for a few months?
He was going to try to get rid of it.
They changed daylight saving time in this administration.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. They moved it back like a couple weeks.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
No. They moved it back a couple weeks, but this isn't a natural like Earth living occurrence.
Well, no. What?
No.
Not everybody does this.
The purpose of daylight savings time is exactly that, so that there's more daylight.
No, the purpose of it was to save more time for farmers.
Yeah, it's supposed to be for the farming industry.
Yes.
It's not a real thing. One or the other is an actual accurate thing.
Well, if you want to go by the atomic clock right now. Okay, well, let's see what time it is in the what's it called? The Meridian at fucking Greenwich in England. That's your time.
Okay.
Hawaii and most of Arizona do not follow daylight savings time. The Navajo Indian Reservation in Arizona does observe daylight savings time. The rest of Arizona does not. And the territories of Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa do not observe.
You mean Puerto Rico?
No.
Wait, where's Bloomington, Indiana? Why is that not on there?
I guess this is just like territories and states.
What about Bloomfield, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they do.
I can't believe you guys are still having
there.
A problem.
What about
understanding what I'm asking here?
We're not having a hard time.
There is no official time of the world.
Yes, there is an official
there
time
is
of
too.
The world.
My thing is right now it's 8:51 as we sit right
yes.
now.
Yes.
And technically, if there was not a spring ahead, it would
be
7:51 right now.
All
right. Okay.
Derek,
so which one is more accurate?
Derek, the official time of the world right now is Greenwich Mean Time, GMT. That's the official world time. So if we were to communicate with like fucking aliens, this is what time we would tell them. Okay. It is now 12:52 a.m. right now.
You're weird.
In Connecticut?
March 11th. Okay. It is March 11th.
Greenwich.
Titan time?
Yeah, Titan time. Yeah, March 11th.
It is presently Titan time.
Okay, so which one of our times is more accurate? The closer you get to that 1:11?
Oh, so you're saying where in the world is it that time?
Okay, so
is that what you're saying?
So you're saying like the difference between time zones then?
Listen,
so where is it Greenwich time?
The daylight savings time only happened, what, in like the 60s?
What?
No. It was daylight savings time.
Wasn't it like Roosevelt or something did that?
Let's look it up.
Regardless, which one was accurate before he did it?
Oh whatever president
so you're
came
saying
before
which came
Lincoln,
first?
Lincoln
yeah.
did it.
So did we spring ahead or fall forward first?
I would imagine.
I think we fell forward.
Fell forward.
So right now
I would imagine bringing the clock back would have been the logical thing, right? Bring it back first because that gives you more daylight in the morning?
No, because I could see them springing it forward first to give them more daylight at night.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
I can't believe I'm blowing your mind.
You're not blowing any minds. You just... It's just why do you care
about
it?
You're asking an asinine question. You said, where is it the normal time? Or where is it the real time?
Let's find out.
Or what is the real time? It doesn't...
No, it does.
It's fucking... It's 8:53 now p.m. We've been talking about this for 20 minutes.
I'm going to read
This is a man-made creation, Derek.
Time is a man-made creation.
No, it's about 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. For most Americans, daylight savings time... Daylight saving, no S in the end of that. Daylight saving time... 2:13 will begin to end on Sunday, March 10th. Most places, okay, most states will spring forward an hour. Time will fall back to standard time again Sunday, November 3rd, 2013.
So the standard time is falling back.
The standard time is when we fall back.
So this is not the more accurate time.
We are currently in bonus time right now.
Bonus time.
We
are time travelers.
With boner.
Okay, yeah. The federal government doesn't require U.S. states or territories to observe daylight saving time, which is why residents of
Arizona... What about individuals? Can individuals not do it? Like, can I show up late to work one day and be like, I'm not on fucking daylight saving time, I'm sorry.
Guess who is the first person to suggest this?
What?
Ben Frank.
Ben Frank?
You need to let me guess. Matt, you look like Ben Frank, by the way.
I definitely do. I've been talking about this for years.
Yeah, you're huge.
I heard he was pretty hunked. But yeah. If
the only thing I know is that if you're going to time travel, you need plenty of riboflavin.
Okay. And you need plenty of plutonium.
And plenty of garbage.
Unless you have a misfusion.
According to The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Now, what if you were to feed a flux capacitor with plenty of garbage?
You need Mr. Fusion.
Mr. Fusion. Is that like Mr. Smoothie?
Kind of.
Okay.
Hey, what year is it that we're supposed to be able to get plutonium at any...
1985.
Oh, cool.
They found me!
You weren't even born yet, bro.
That was -2.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway. Yeah, you weren't even conceived yet.
No. I was hardly a swimmer.
You weren't even a conception. Mm-hmm.
You might not have even been produced.
You
in
were
the
just,
satchel.
As we say, a glimmer in your daddy's eye.
Oh, you may not have been.
Maybe not. I don't know. See, there's something else I wanted to say. I keep doing this.
What are you doing?
I had something else in the back of my head I was going to bring up.
Is it a tumor?
I think I have a tumor. I think that's why this is happening.
By the way, my doctor didn't say I have a tumor again, so this is ridiculous.
What? Oh my God, enough.
What?
I know. How retarded is that?
Yeah.
It's good thing to have sympathetic friends, huh?
Yeah, and I don't.
You have a tumor?
No, I don't. I don't think I do. My doctor does.
Oh, you're a piece of shit.
I'm just skipping. I'm not even doing it.
Where?
No, they don't even know. They don't know.
What? They're just like, thinking, nah, you have a tumor.
Your symptoms are symptomatic of a tumor.
What, they go on WebMD?
No, here's the thing. I see an endocrinologist, okay?
Whatever that is.
For my thyroid condition.
Okay.
I have a hypothyroid condition, which is a slower thing. Anyway, I've had a extreme weight gain in the past year. I can eat nothing but lettuce during the week and still not lose a pound. So their concern is that they want to test me for cortisol in my body. They tested that. It came back normal. But they're trying to send me back for another more in-depth test of the same fucking thing. Okay? And I said, well, what causes high cortisol? And they said a tumor in my body would be secreting this cortisol.
Christ.
So I'm just not going to do the blood test. Fuck them.
I don't want to know if I have a tumor or not.
I don't. Because I didn't get a chance. I wanted to, but didn't get a chance to explain to them that I drink about a half a bottle of Kraken every Sunday. With a half a bottle of ginger ale every Sunday and a few beers during the week.
I have a prescription for you. I don't know if you're going to like it or not.
I want to hear it.
More cowbell?
I suggest listening to the band Perfect Thyroid. The 90s ska band Perfect Thyroid. And I think that that'll help your thyroid out.
I feel a lot better.
How do you not feel good listening to ska music?
And you are a rude dude.
Yeah. I like how Kev's head's bopping to this.
What's ever happened to these guys?
This is the most lively I've seen Kev since we've been here.
I know, and he was just bobbing his head up and down.
I'm not a Ska fan, by the way.
But you're a rude dude.
You want to put on some mustard plug next?
That'd be pretty sweet. Thigh high line nylons.
Though, okay, so since we're bringing up music, I'm really into the psychobilly shit.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I like it. And I took your advice of a few people, and I started listening to Necromantics.
That's a good place to start.
They are pretty fucking fantastic. And I've listened to quite a few of the psychobilly groups. Necromantics probably is the best.
They're pretty good. They're classic.
Can we get a little Reverend Horton Heaton on here one time only?
I don't even know what the hell to play by them. I love everything.
There's a song that actually is like psychobilly something.
Just play the first thing that
psychobilly
comes
freak out.
Psychobilly freak out. Play that.
Can you find the Beavis and Butthead version of it, if possible?
With those huge tits.
These guys
are
rocking.
Psychobilly freak out is fantastic.
Yeah, the Reverend.
Will you go to this, Matt, with us?
When is it?
I'm going to find out right now.
Barf.
Butt barf.
April 7th.
Nope, WrestleMania, sorry.
I'll skip WrestleMania.
I'll skip it.
I mean, I was booked, but, you know, I'll call off.
Is that a Sunday?
Yeah.
Now, why is this happening with the cut screen?
I don't know.
Because it's a psychobilly freakout, man.
No, that's not part of the video.
Yeah, it is.
Do you like this, Kev? Do you like this?
This rad. I can get down to this.
It's rad.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, now, this is
Derek,
old.
Now, I'm just getting into psychobilly at 31. What happens at psychobilly shows? Is there moshing?
Sure. It's like a... It's basically like punk rockabilly.
Yeah, I know what it is, but is there moshing and shit?
Probably not the lanes.
There's probably some circle pits.
It's a little tight.
Well, no, you can. It's weird. As long as you avoid those two fucking ball returns that they cover up. All
right, so I say we make a day out of this then. Kratz. I say we go, we hit up the brick wall, we get some lunch, we get shit faced, and then we go to the fucking show.
No eating. I gotta fast
then. All right, well, then you watch me and Kev eat at the brick wall, and then we go to the show.
Watch. You probably still get diarrhea just watching.
Yes.
You ever been
to
the brick
wall?
Dude,
the food there is really good at the brick wall.
Yeah, it's amazing. We got to make this a night. What's yours?
I think last time I went to the lanes was to see the Reverend. Nope. I saw
I just want
to
get a cool Reverend Horton Heat ring.
A ring?
Yeah, you got
this
it.
This ring that I wear is inspired by the Reverend Horton Heat.
That one right there?
That's why I said that.
This one right here. Because I saw him wearing it on the HBO show Reverb, which was a band show that they used to play. And I thought it was cool. And then I saw it at a store, and I was like, I want it.
I'll take that.
That's mine now. It was a fucking dumb show so far.
Plus, how much money is a ticket at River Horton each show nowadays?
Probably $12.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
One time.
Cheaper than a FWF show?
Yeah.
Dude, they charge way too much money.
Every wrestling thing. You know what? If they charge less than $20, you might as well not even go. Because it's not going to be good.
That's the weird thing. Like, when you're buying a ticket, you're like, holy fuck, $20? But if you pay any less than that, you ain't getting shit.
Nope. Absolutely. You see those shows for $10, $12? Oh, my God. They're not just saying, do you guys want to see a name? They're saying, look, we can't possibly afford to pay a name. That's why we're only charging you $10 to $12.
We're just going to show you guys, like, five-year-olds.
Well, maybe the FWF will stop booking names and lower their ticket prices.
Maybe.
No, they'll probably
someday, I suppose.
I suppose so.
I mean, back in the
Mighty
EWA
Mighty
days.
Matt, remember when we went to the brick wall?
Yeah.
That was fucking good.
You know, while we're on the subject of
the brick wall.
Brick walls?
Of wrestling shows and the tickets, I'm performing for Pro Wrestling Syndicate at their latest student show.
Now, what about your tag team partner?
Yeah, he's got to stay home that night.
Fuck. He's got to stay home that night. He's not allowed.
But I just read that they had printed 600 tickets for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Completely sold out of those tickets already. Nice. And they're making more space available for people to accommodate people who buy at the door who don't already have tickets. And there isn't a single name on the show.
Nice.
They're, nice. They're seriously doing fucking good things.
Yeah.
It's really nice to see.
So what, they're just going to be right up to the ring with chairs?
Yeah.
Like, they're drawing crowds that I haven't seen since I was a fan of wrestling. Fucking 17, 20 years ago going to these fucking things.
And this show is just, it's their students, and then it's a few guys who've been on, like, of course, their trainer, Pat Buck, Kevin Matthews, who's the PWS champion, and then, like, me, Mike Dennis, who's a guy who's done a lot of local shows with us, and Starman, mm-hmm. who they have there.
So you already got a solid roster.
Starman.
Yeah, and they've already sold out, you know, 600 plus.
That's fucking great, dude, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they only knew who I was.
Wow. Whoops.
Get some Tootaroo Dude exposure. That'd be great.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
I made if memes. You see the memes I made the other day?
Do they need a sound guy?
Yeah.
I made a, why you no book the Tootaroo Dudes? But I didn't post it.
Oh.
Ooh,
why you no book both Rude Dudes?
Why you only book one Rude Dude? Why you book one Rude Dude?
Why you only book one Rude Dude?
There are some people that just flat out like wrestling, yeah. and they're just gonna go because it's wrestling.
Dude,
if it's good wrestling, all the better.
I have a gut feeling indie wrestling is gonna take off even more.
Think so?
A lot of it has to do, I think, what PWS is doing. You know,
you think guys are gonna be clamoring to hit up the indies, and it's not just gonna be like an elephant graveyard anymore.
Dude, people want to see wrestling. Nobody cares if it's real or fake anymore. Mm-hmm. They just want the psychology.
Well, it's pretty much out there that it's fake.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows.
It's been blown
it's
up.
It's entertainment.
Yes.
For independent wrestling.
But
to be
is
good,
it entertaining?
Not always.
Okay.
Actually, more often it isn't.
But it's meant PWS, to entertain.
PWS is really good.
You know, when you said it isn't, I gotta go on record and say my wife was at the last show that we wrestled at in Edison. And she said that...
Mind your words, boy.
And this is a quote. My wife said, quote, it was enough to make her want to stop with the wrestling shit. She was so turned off from this wrestling show that she doesn't even want to go back to wrestling.
Wow.
Shows. Like, that's how bad it was. And a lot of it, 90% of it was the crowd reaction. They didn't give a shit, yeah. so it didn't help the show at all.
Yeah,
I'm sure the matches were great, but because of the crowd, my wife doesn't even want to go back to wrestling.
Wow.
It's funny.
Yeah. I was going to go to a story, but I don't want
to
do this.
Go to stories. Fuck it.
No, I have plenty of stories.
Hand me your
I just don't want to go to this specific.
Did you want
to
talk about Corey Haim?
Okay.
Wait a minute. Even better. Do you want to do a Corey Feldman impression?
You're expecting maybe Donatello? I was just looking at a picture of Corey Feldman and Corey Haim on Facebook.
Corey Feldman.
Now, one of them is dead.
Yes. One of these two goofballs is fucking dead. Yeah.
And they were
that's
best friends,
Corey
correct?
Feldman and Corey Haim. That's Corey Feldman and the girl from Goonies.
Oh, wait. Oh, whoops.
The hot one?
No, the other one.
Sure.
The mama? Throw mama from the train?
No, it's the
you guys want to see a body?
Mm-hmm. You don't remember the spark between Corey Feldman and Corey Haim?
The spark?
Do you think they had sex?
Do you think they had sex? Do you think they had sex?
I don't think that's a question. I think the question is, how much sex do you think they had?
I'm going to go on record.
I can imagine the two of them doubling up on a chick. Just so they could have an excuse to fuck each other.
No, yeah, yeah. Like,
Corey Feldman
no,
looked at Michael Jackson's cock and went, eh. Because he was just so used to Corey Haim ramming him in the ass.
Like, do you, no, like they doubled up on a chick. I wouldn't say so much to fuck each other, but at least one to get jizz on the other's leg.
Can you imagine, like, some chick in the 80s is like, oh my God, Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. And then all of a sudden they just start sucking each other up.
Yeah. Dude, he's probably glad he's dead.
He took one look at that picture and was like, fuck, I'm glad I died.
Thank God.
Now, he died of a drug overdose, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Fucking piece of shit. Cocksucking motherfucker.
And I believe it was last Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah. He died last Sunday?
Well, it was the anniversary.
The anniversary, yeah.
You're expecting maybe a normal lifespan?
March 10th, 2010.
And he still looked like he was 14.
He looks like a dyke in that picture, by the way.
Dyke.
He looks like fucking Ellen 8 fucking...
Justin Bieber?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh my God, I just saw the picture. What the fuck? It looks like Chaz Bono.
It does.
Chaz Bono.
Yeah.
Look at his face. Look at Bono. His smile. Hey, I got a dick.
In the name of transsexual.
Yes.
On March 10th, 2010, after Haim's mother phoned 911, paramedics took Haim from their home to Providence St. Joseph Medical Center
for
in
a
Burbank.
Haircut.
He was pronounced dead at 2:15.
I am with you.
Appeared to be an accidental overdose.
Oops.
And that four bottles containing Valium, Vicodin, Soma, and an antipsychotic were retrieved.
Yeah, it didn't sound like an accident to me.
Soma. Wow. Now, what exactly
Oops,
is Soma?
I swallowed a pharmacy.
Soma's a muscle relaxer. Yes,
thank you.
Yeah. And it's never... What was it, Derek?
I thought it was a store, Williams.
Oh.
It emerged that Haim had used aliases to procure 553 prescription pills in the 32 days prior to his death.
That's okay. A lot.
That's illegal.
Having doctor shopped seven different physicians.
Arrest him!
And used seven pharmacies.
Arrest that body.
We
just show up at the wake and handcuff him.
Yeah.
We used to set up, not set up, but like we used to report fishy scripts all the time at the pharmacy.
Sure.
And really?
There's a lot of people who got shut down.
Fishy scripts like omega-3s?
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's a decent
one. Well,
that's a
good one. We know somebody that worked at a pharmacy in Kingsburg.
Ew.
You bet there was a lot of that going on.
I can't imagine, because I worked in squeaky, clean Middletown, yes. Bismarck. And we still had scumbags coming in there.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Like they would just be like, they would just add zeros to the prescription. Like, they wouldn't notice.
No, there are these guys that can't.
So you're getting 10,000 Vicodin?
Mm. Yep, 10,000.
That's what the doctor said.
Real quick. I just picked up my
filth for you.
I just picked up my phone to talk into the mic. That's bad, right?
You're an ass.
That's pretty bad.
You're an ass.
Yeah, there were people coming in on a regular basis for like 180 oxycodones. Like on the day that.
Oh,
they
yeah.
could get more, and they didn't use all. You can't use all of them. You can't. And they were selling lots of them.
Oh, yeah.
Some doctor in Brooklyn, he got shut down.
A lot of doctors get shut down. Sure.
Big time.
I know that the local hospital here is known. There was a doctor there.
Local
known as
hospital.
As the Candyman.
The Candyman, yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
Candyman can.
He would just literally, you would go there like, oh, my leg hurts. Oh, here's
here
oxycodone.
Here you go.
Here's Somas.
Well, what's that? 360 Roxy's? No problem.
No, you want how many per day? Okay.
Go right to Middletown Pathmark. They'll dole them out for you.
One a day for a year, 364. Here you go.
Go look
One
at
for
the.
For me, 364 for you.
There's a guy there, Ben Franklin. He won't report you.
Good old B. Franks.
He'll fill anything.
Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah. I guess.
We did damage to this fucking thing.
We really fucking did. Don't do that.
This
please.
Was filled.
You spill that, I'm going to punch you. I don't care if you can beat
Corey Haim's fucking toast.
Corey Haim's
I
dead.
Don't care if you can beat me up.
I don't care. I'll get beat up in my own house. I don't care.
I wouldn't beat you up.
There's a school. We got a video here we can watch.
Oh, finally.
You know, we haven't watched the video in a while.
Let's
except
watch a video.
For the Reverend Horton Heat. So let's
we haven't watched a video in a while. It was over 10 minutes ago.
At 97 pounds, Cameron Watson of North Andover, Massachusetts, is considered obese.
Oh, really?
Well, that's what his school told his mother.
How much?
And the fourth grader isn't alone. It turns
194?
Out many parents from the area are getting the same notification. They're nicknamed fat letters and are part of an effort of the Department of Public Health to battle childhood obesity. But at 4'7", Cameron is an active athlete on the wrestling and football team.
When we received the letter, to be honest, my first reaction, as well as my husband's, was to laugh. It was,
yeah.
We laughed. It was somewhat ridiculous to us when we received it.
Did this you is laugh?
Knowing
this is a lot
our
because
son.
Of our first lady.
And how about him? How did he take it? I mean, did he think this is really a laughing matter? And is it a laughing matter, even though you laughed?
You know, we are very blessed that we have
a gay
very
is
well.
I'm gonna say laugh.
He works
again.
For
is
HuffPost.
Okay?
You better bet.
And we
gay.
Discussed it before. We discussed it with him if we would even bring it to him. But we're a pretty open family and talk about most
now,
things.
Now, did you laugh
so
literally
did.
Like teeny?
His reaction was in what we call a typical Cameron reaction. And he said, I'm not obese. I'm Diesel. I'm not obese.
Yeah, that's
I'm
awesome.
Diesel.
So YOLO.
That's big daddy
well.
Cool.
Again, like I said, we're very blessed to have a well-adjusted,
that's cray-cray.
You know, strong minded child. But my mother antenna went up, and I wondered how other children were feeling that
night. Is her mother antenna her clitoris?
Yes.
And I knew they all wouldn't take it the way Cameron did. The irony for us is that my son was actually a preemie and born almost 2 months early. So every ounce he gained was a victory. It was 1 ounce closer to home. So 10 years later, Anorexia Awareness Week,
no, seriously,
we're all talking
up
about him being obese, and it's been a
he was really
very
small. Now he's
really big.
Oh, wow. That was, okay.
He's fucking here.
What's the conclusion? How much did he weigh? 194?
I didn't get that.
And he was 4'7"?
Is that what it said? 4'7", 194?
So why was she on, like, a video call? And
oh, she had a constant that's like phone a, up to it's her like mouth. A HuffPost thing.
Yeah, but she had a phone up to her ear.
It's not like they're insulting. I don't get the point of the story. It's not like they're insulting the kid. It's like... your BMI is what decides if you're obese, and it's calculated based on your height and weight.
Yeah, basically, this high school?
What the parents are trying to say is like...
Fourth grader. What is that?
Fourth grade.
Fourth? Elementary school?
Elementary school. And what is it? What's his stats?
4'7", 97
pounds. 7'4", 520 pounds. 4'7",
97 pounds? They're worried about that?
That's horrible.
And he has a posse.
Apparently.
They're called fat letters.
He definitely is a big deal.
So, yeah, apparently they were doing BMI screenings, and if you were considered obese by BMI, which many people are, I'm sure several people in this room.
I did it the other night, and I am now like 3 numbers shy of being obese. I am just overweight.
Really?
Nice.
Very nice, Kev.
But you have a lot of muscle.
Now, isn't it ridiculous that you're just overweight?
Skin.
Out of all the work you've done, isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah. I'd have to lose like 100 pounds right now to get to healthy weight.
Yeah. I would have to be like 100 pounds.
I have to get to 185.
100 for you
to be normal.
I have to get the 176.
Well, I think we're all about the same height, so we would all have to be around
all
that 180, right?
All you guys are about.
Yeah, Matt's a midget.
Yeah, I'm a midget in here. I'm a healthy 5'8".
All right, so you'd have to be like 160?
If I was I think 167 is the last pound of healthy weight for me.
The last pound.
And I think the last pound of overweight is 196.
There's definitely somebody fucking with them.
You're
numbers.
Not fucking seeing that anytime soon.
I could probably get
when
to
I was
that.
Really,
you could, but you won't.
When I was really dieting hard.
I'm going to do it now.
Yeah.
When I was really dieting hard, I got to 195.
That's right.
And I could barely open my eyelids. So.
What does that mean?
I had to get to
so
one
sapped of nutrition.
No, but to get to what the doctor said was healthy, I was supposed to be 176.
176, yeah.
Not possible.
Nope.
Barely lift your eyelids.
It was bad.
Why? Did all the fat go to your eyes?
What?
That's the last place it was left. They're so heavy.
No, it was just I had no energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were not getting any calories.
Yeah, well, I didn't say I did it right, but to get
well, there is your problem.
But the theoretically,
let's run all day and not eat.
But there
was
great. But even if I eat, there was no way I was going to get to 176.
Yeah,
no way.
The lowest I've been since high school was 207, and that was in 2004.
That's humongous.
I was watching a documentary on Juice Fast called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
I love that movie. That was very good.
Yeah. And one thing that they pointed out that really kind of like one of the first moment in it that made me just really think was, you know, early man just stuffed his face to save energy in his body for when food wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And and now we just eat constantly.
Just for no reason.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, there may not be a Dunkin' Donuts on the way to the store tomorrow, so I'm going to fucking fill up now.
Yeah.
That was a very good documentary. I must say, I cried at the end.
Yeah?
When the guy was running and he had the shirt on.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Come on.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
All right, for those of you that don't know, and I kind of gave away the ending.
Spoiler alert.
It's this documentary by this Australian. He's like some kind of philanthropist, kind of business guy.
Yeah,
just a philanderer.
Just some rich ass dude.
He wasn't huge. He was maybe like 2-something. You know, he was just big. He was just fucking. He had a lot of money. He ate a lot of food.
And, like me.
Yeah, he was like Matt, but Australian. And he was just like, you know what? I want to get healthy.
Australian.
He went on a juice diet where he just juiced
60 days straight.
60 days, nothing but juice.
Yeah.
ridiculous.
He had a juicer hooked up to his car, and he would just pull over, throw some vegetables and fruit in the juicer, and make a drink.
And nice. Let's get me on this.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. I saw that movie.
Can you put burgers in it?
Me and my ex-fiancée, we bought a juicer, and we tried to do this. Okay. And they have recipes online for this guy, like for the it's called like the Mean Green Shaker.
What did this guy do?
He bought a juicer. Is that like booking?
No, no, no. My
talent?
Thing is, what did like this guy do that made you say, "Yeah, okay, let's go get this"?
He lost like a considerable amount of weight.
You can lose
like
a ton
he
of
wasn't
weight.
Huge, but he was big, and he became very very fit.
He was getting
like he looked great.
His weight was causing him to get illnesses. That were stopping his immune system.
Okay. Yeah. And he has some horrible skin condition.
Yeah, his body would break out into random rashes just from, he said, just from shaking people's hands. His entire hand would swell up.
It went away when he lost the weight, which is insane. Yeah. And he met a guy at a truck stop. This guy was like, what, 450, something like that?
Yeah,
whoa.
And he had the same condition that this guy had.
Yeah. And mind you, they showed this guy driving his truck, and the bottom of the steering wheel is sitting on his belly.
Yeah, he was a big dude. And the guy, he offered help to this guy. He said, you know, if you want to do it, whatever. And he didn't hear from the guy. So then, like, halfway through the movie, the guy calls him, like, crying.
Yeah.
Basically saying, I need your help. Because, like, he was doing horrible. Like, he was divorced. He was going through all this shit. He was a truck driver.
Serious
he had, like,
depression.
Shit. Oh, he was hard. He was, like, ready to fucking hang himself. So he helped this guy out.
I don't
out.
Think he could have.
That would have been a fucking strong rope.
Wow.
He was big.
Toe rope.
Strong rope, strong structure, everything needed.
Yeah. And he put him on a juice diet, and the guy, he just fucking, I mean, he just went through it, and he lost an amazing amount of weight.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was, when he first started, the Australian guy came back to wherever the hell he was, somewhere down south, America.
No, he was in Arizona.
Was it Arizona? Yeah.
That's pretty they don't observe daylight saving time.
They don't. But he gave him a shirt that said Australia. It was a yellow shirt, and it was obviously way too small for him. And he said, you know, if you notice, like, what's the size in that shirt?
2X.
It was a double XL.
It was a 2X, and the guy was currently wearing a 5X.
A 5X. Wow. And he said, you know, one day you're going to wear that shirt or whatever.
He said, this is your goal.
This is your goal shirt.
The goal was 2X.
The goal was to wear this 2X shirt. He was fucked.
2X is huge.
Big. Yes.
Whoa.
And at the end of the movie, at the very end, they show the guy jogging. And he's wearing the Australian shirt.
Nice.
At the very last.
So he made
moment.
It.
He went from being over 450 to being 270.
So you
pounds.
Cried for his
just
happiness.
Drinking juice.
Yeah, he was just juicing, and now he's like a motivational speaker.
Yes, he gave up his truck driving job, and now is a motivational speaker.
Yeah. Dude, do you realize
Wait,
how
Chris
much
Farley's
money?
Alive?
What?
Do you realize how much money you can make as a motivational speaker?
Well, this guy, he pushes
My
the juice
Debbie
program now
speaker.
As during his motivational speaking, and he'll go to places with the juicers and like try to push them on.
He teaches people how
to
eat, how to juice, how to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And he helps people. It was very, very motivational.
Does he live by the juicer now?
I'm sure he does.
Or does he
well, yeah, I mean, he's probably got two or three in his house.
No, I'm saying, like, does he, like, go and, like, have a steak once in a while? Or does he always just juice?
It said at the end he occasionally treats himself, but he sticks to the juice.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I don't see how that's healthy.
How is it not?
It's fucking vegetables and fruit that you're
as long
just
as you get
drinking.
As long as you're getting all the vitamins and minerals every day, it doesn't really matter how you take it.
The calories is important also.
Yeah, but you get
and there's calories in fruit.
Right.
A lot of those things have natural,
probably 200
not
calories
only,
a glass.
Not only is it better for you, like if you think of like 400 calories of meat compared to 400 calories of vegetables, you are way more full after consuming vegetables and fruit than you are with meat or with pasta or with anything like that.
Meat is calorically dense and the vegetables are like
spread out.
Touching Kev's foot there. Yeah.
And not only
there's
that,
a lot more water in vegetables.
There's water too, which also makes it more filling.
I'll start juicing them.
Sure. Try it up.
I have a juicer. You can buy it off me.
I have an interesting All right,
I'll
picture.
I'll take it for free.
That's not a price.
I have an interesting picture of Corey Haim here. Looking not too swift. With this is from
I can think of
is that Corey Dudley?
I can think of a worse not too swift picture of him.
Wait, that's him?
That's him there.
Wait, on the left?
It's before he died.
He's the one with the hat.
he's the one with the hat?
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking at the other guy like, what?
No. This guy here is Rob from...
Van Damme.
From a website that I like to check every now and then called CelebHeights.com. It helps me out when I can't peg down somebody's height. And Corey Haim here is listed as 5'6" and a quarter.
A quarter.
And Google lists him as 5'8" or my height. Mm. So this guy's a liar.
What's probably the difference with height, with height and shoes?
He's no fucking 5'8".
He's a fucking liar.
Because this guy Rob next to him is 5'8".
By the way, really people listening, Matt is obsessed with heights.
I am a statistophile.
Statistophile?
Yeah.
You but weird kid touch.
To wrap up the juicing movie, I highly recommend it. I'm sure Kevin does as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Also, another good one to watch is Food Incorporated and King Corn.
What is it?
Food Incorporated, which is a very good documentary that will scare the shit out of you.
Is that the guy that ate McDonald's for 30 days?
No. That's Supersize Me. Food Incorporated is just basically exposing the meat industry.
And the processing.
Processing. So, King Corn is exposing how much fucking corn goes into goddamn everything.
Oh, yeah.
Corn? Every fucking thing we eat has corn in it.
Nature's filler.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe. I mean, it's a little drab, the documentary, and it kind of, it's a little slow, but at the end, you're just like, God damn, there's a lot of corn in everything.
When they said fucking frosted flakes of corn,
they are not shitting you.
Not kidding, because you're going to be shitting corn.
And what's crazy is corn, aside from minerals, has no nutritional value.
It goes, goes right through you.
It's absolute filler, and it's in goddamn everything.
By the way, super fan Jeff Cannonball talked to the vegan chef.
Oh, we did, finally.
Yes. Well, no, he's been. Originally, Jeff
was like, what, a half a year in the making?
Well, Jeff originally was a little weary and because of the because
we talk about
Jews. Most vegans are straight edge, fucking not like, they don't like cursing and
they're Jewish.
Like, I don't know, weird stuff. I think he was a little afraid that we would be too offensive. But finally, he had a sit down dinner with this guy and talked to him about what we're going to do.
Vegan
and
dinner.
The guy's all for it. The guy's all for it. So we're working on it. We're trying to get it done. I guess we'll try to plan it out to when we can use your kitchen.
For those that don't know, our friend superfan Jeff Cannonball is a vegan, and he has a friend who is a vegan chef.
Which I have, real quick, thought about recently, going vegan.
You'll never do it.
No.
I thought about it. I've been looking into it.
He thought
from
about
what
it.
I understand.
You know, I thought about doing 100 sit-ups yesterday, but I did fucking five,
I'm gonna go ahead
and I hurt my back.
I'm going to go ahead and say you're lying, because you're not going to do anything athletic.
I was on the floor. Wow. I did five, and I gave up because I hurt my back. Yeah.
You're
now, are we talking just elbows to knees, or did you come all the way up?
No, they were full-on crunches.
Just crunchers.
Yeah, it's crunches.
Just crunches.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Jeff explained to him what our show is and said that if we don't like it, we're going to be cruel, and the guy is all for it.
Well, what is our show?
Well, what we wanted was for this vegan chef, we basically dared him, without even knowing who he is or what he does, to come in here and cook us something that we would be like, huh, that's pretty good.
And then he said, double dare, and we responded, physical challenge.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And then
not YouTube,
we responded with double dog dare, and then he stuck his tongue to a telephone pole.
Oh, hello.
Or a flagpole, rather.
So he is going to get this set up. And
we have a kitchen right upstairs with a beautiful island that we can sit at and do the show.
Can we set up the cameras, everything up there?
Set up the cameras and everything, the computers.
And what are your parents going to do, sit down here?
they'll fucking go to bingo. I don't know.
Go to bingo.
He says he knows.
He can use the Arista kitchen.
Oh.
Jeff Cannonball says flat out,
yeah,
aside from the fact that he said the last three shows were great, that we will enjoy at least one full meal.
I dare him to make something that I like.
Yeah.
And then basically he explained to the chef that if we don't like it, prepare to get it ripped up. And that kind of made this a challenge for the guy, and he said he's up for it.
Okay.
All right. Absolutely.
So, I guess if it's, you know, basically the guy's worried about us being too harsh. I said, we'll make it fun. And Jeff said,
I mean, if he's sensitive, we won't, like, rip him a new ass.
Yeah, we're going to say things like, oh, God, this tastes like my fucking turds.
Well, I've been asking around and about veganism, and from what I can tell, everyone's saying that mentally you're going to feel great,
sure,
but physically you're just going to feel like shit.
You're going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
You got to take, like, mega supplements.
Yeah.
Because you're just depriving your body of meat. And well, especially if you're a vegan, like all kinds of things, like eggs and milk and
depends on what kind of vegan you are.
If you're an asshole vegan.
Asshole vegan.
Wait, is that a vegan that can still eat asshole?
Yeah.
I am Joe.
Now, is asshole pussy. Meat? Is asshole meat?
I guess it can be.
I mean, it's a human. I mean, it's meat product. Yeah. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's a byproduct.
It's the butt portion.
I mean, I've licked buttholes before.
Shank.
I've licked a butthole before.
I'm sure you have. I don't want to hear about it.
Nope. Nasty.
Yeah. What? What's nasty about licking a butthole?
Dude, just go home.
Just go home.
Go home. You're drunk.
If I ever had any thought about being a vegetarian or vegan, it all went away with the steak I cooked last night.
Oh no.
Was it mouthwatering?
It was fucking delicious.
Was it filet mignon or
it was fucking
regular steak?
T-bone.
Good old T-bone.
Mm-hmm. Right on the grill. And,
You remember when we went to Sawa for the work thing, and everybody ordered the like chicken and steak.
What's Sawa?
The hibachi.
Okay.
Hibachi. Well,
yeah, we wanted to do that as a group too.
We do want to do that.
Yes, we do want to do that.
We definitely do. And everybody ordered this like steak and chicken for the most part. Like 6 out of 10 people ordered that. And then he was just like, "Oh, you sure you don't want filet mignon?" And everybody's just like, "Okay." And like $5 extra later for every single person. Like, what the fuck did we order? Why is it so expensive? $30 a plate? Yeah, it was fucking delicious.
Yeah, it was.
Delicious.
So fucking good.
I think we should all go to the melting pot.
I don't know what that is.
Fondue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
The melting pot has purchased cables from us.
They have a lot of TVs, so they probably would.
Where is
Power
this?
Cords.
It is in Red Bank.
Okay.
It is a fondue place.
What is fondue?
The pot of... They have appetizer, which is cheese, which I wouldn't recommend because it's kind of gross.
Cheese is gross?
Melt the cheese and they give you bread.
What it is there's a pot and there can either be cheese, oil, and some people even do chocolate. Yeah. And you get a bunch of things and you dip it in. And with the cheese, it coats the thing in hot cheese. And then you got a delicious little cheese-covered thing.
But they also give you plates of raw meat and you dip it in the fondue pot oil. Yeah, raw meat. Yeah. And you cook it.
Yeah.
Yourself?
Yeah.
When do you know it's done?
When you think it's done.
When you
it's
feel fucking like done. Eating it.
So what if you're wrong and you get salmonella and die?
It's your fault.
You shouldn't.
You should not go.
No. Then you're probably pretty dumb. If you don't know when a piece of chicken this big is cooked, then you probably
chicken,
shouldn't be on this
earth. I get it. Chicken, when it's white, is cooked.
Yeah.
Meat, I'd be a little nervous about, like steak.
So you'll just be leave right. it in there for a couple minutes. I don't know what to tell you.
People eat steak almost raw all the time. All
right, where is this joint? Where is this joint?
In Red Bank in the Galleria.
It literally will be cooked in like 3 minutes.
Yeah. So wait, when we go?
Can't possibly not.
You're talking $50 a head just to walk in the door.
Okay, when are we going? Mm-hmm.
But the dessert, they give you a pot of melted chocolate, and they give you a plate.
Wait, what did you
with
say?
Melted
wait, how did you
chocolate.
Say that again? Because I get so angry when you say it. Say it.
Chocolate.
You're so gay.
Chocolate.
And they give you. Melted chocolate. They give you fucking. They give you goddamn. What do they give you, Matt?
I don't know.
For
what
dessert. Rice Krispie squares. Yeah. They give you marshmallows. They give you cookies. They give you whatever the
they
fuck
go,
you want.
They go
They
nuts.
Give you strawberries. They give you fruit. They give you a whole plate of shit, and you stab it with a goddamn fork, and you dip it in chocolate.
And you fucking
and
eat it.
And then you fucking eat it.
Chocolate.
It's delicious.
I actually took a picture of it when I went to get
Christmas. So you've been to the melting pot?
I haven't actually been to it, but I've heard about it.
I haven't.
You've been there?
Oh,
but, yeah.
Kev?
Here you go, Kev.
Have you been to the melting pot, Kev?
No. It's right there.
Oh, so it's in the Galleria.
It's in the Galleria, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the Galleria, as I said. Yeah.
Yep.
As I said.
Yeah, I...
as previous stated.
Went to get Christmas pictures taken with my cousins for my grandparents. And I was like, oh, the melting pot's right here. They just ordered from us the other day. So I took a picture and sent it to Nit. He was like, that's fucking awesome, bro. Tell them to buy more cables.
Tell them we got plenty more.
Yeah, great. Unless they buy more cables while you're there.
Yeah.
Is there sake bombs there?
No. Well, they have a bar, so you can drink.
Sake.
But it's unique and it's very fucking awesome.
I love drinking.
All right, so when are we going to Sawa?
We got. Can we seriously set up some serious shit? I'm tired of talking about shit.
Hey, I'm starving. Do we have any hibachi right here?
I know.
I got deviled eggs over here. It's old as shit.
Right, I guess.
Let's go have one, actually.
I got some fucking castor oil up there. I can you wow. dip it in.
All right. How about next Sunday?
Next Sunday is St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
What's going on with St. Patrick's Day? I have a feeling Kevin is going to be the holdout here.
What's up? You drinking, what? Kev?
You going out drinking St. Patty's Day Sunday?
I got shit to do.
Damn.
Are you going to be here?
Fuck yeah.
We're doing the show? Yeah. We're doing the show?
Fine. Why the fuck wouldn't we?
I don't know. You're fucking, I mean, I know I you're old, know. Matt's old, but Kevin's young, dumb, and full of cum. Like, I figured he'd want to go out and...
Young and fucking dumb and
I remember
full
being
of,
full of cum. I got three kids now.
Let's do Sawa before the show. And
I don't know if I can do that unless you're paying.
Some St. Patrick Sawa?
St. Patrick, it'll probably be empty.
Touche.
All right, yeah. So what time will we have to go there to get here back in here in time?
Fucking 3 in the afternoon.
We'd have to probably go like right after open, around 3.
By the way, the hibachi is great. Mm-hmm. The sushi is even better.
Yeah.
If you're a sushi person.
Not a sushi person.
So you've been to Sawa.
Yeah.
There's a sushi place right here.
Where's Sawa?
Where the old Blockbuster was. And they have a fucking roll. I forgot what the hell. A volcano roll.
Yes. Mm. The volcano roll. Mm-hmm.
And it's spicy. Deep fried. Mm. And it's delicious.
You
and
love
fucking,
anything
it
fried.
It smells like fart. Yeah,
if I fried my cum, you'd probably eat it.
I would. Why don't you do it?
Okay. Now, Matt, Kev, anyone, where's Sawa at?
Anyone.
Across from the Mammoth.
Eaton Town, New Jersey.
1500 Highway 5, Eaton Town, New Jersey, 07724.
Wow, you're a fucking weird MapQuest guy.
That's a callback to when we were talking about Boskov's and the third floor.
Oh, God.
And Steve number one worked there. And we were like, oh, where is this again? Oh, it's Mammoth Mall, Eaton Town, Jersey, blah, blah, blah. And we were talking, and all of a sudden he just belts out the full address. Hilarious.
Seattle.
Washington.
I'm going to guess Matt, maybe Kevin, are familiar with Google Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Steve, have you heard of Google Glass?
Just now.
Okay.
What is it? Like, I was right. Like a bar locator?
You don't know
Google?
What it is?
No.
The actual glasses? Yeah. The Google glasses?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, there's a bar in Seattle that is now preemptively, even though it is not available for public sale yet, they are preemptively banning Google glasses in their establishment.
Interesting.
Wait, I don't know what the fuck Google glasses
Google are. Glasses are glasses that you can wear.
Okay.
Where it's basically an interactive web experience.
What?
There is a small screen here that goes right over your
from
eye.
From the inside?
Nope. Like on a pair of glasses.
You basically look like Jordy.
Yeah. And there is basically a HUD there where you can
a HUD,
tell
please,
it.
Please, Derek.
What is it?
I'm just saying, a HUD.
I'm sorry.
Steve, do you know what a HUD is?
A heads-up display.
Attila the HUD.
A little.
Hang on a second. Hang on.
It's a little itty-bitty screen.
Hang on a
HUD's
second.
Housing for poor
hang
people.
Yes. Matt, what was the question?
I said, do you know what a HUD is? H-U-D.
Hang on a second. Let me think.
Is
heads-up display.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah, it is.
A HUD's one of those
you can
underground
vocally
people.
So you can speak and it'll...
You can speak. It will search things. It will take pictures. It will take videos. It will take all kinds of things.
Yeah.
It's going to be available within the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. And
it's and a pretty bad idea.
Matt, what you're showing me on the screen right there is Google Glasses?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the...
So do you get porno on these?
Yes.
By the way, porno, the best porno to look for right now?
Right now?
American.
Right now? Goddamn. Go ahead.
Tumblr porn. Fantastic.
Tumblr porn.
Go ahead.
How about just porn?
Yeah.
How are people not going to be using these for porn constantly?
I'm sure they are.
This is a bad
idea. That's all they use the internet for.
That's probably one of the reasons they don't want it. The other ones are that it is a camera and Matt.
Oh, what?
I thought you were going to burp.
Oh, no.
It is also a camera / video camera.
Yes.
So you can basically just walk around. I mean, it's pretty obvious, as you can see from the picture right here. You can spot one.
Obviously.
So it's not like, they had Google Glass. I didn't even know.
But how much are these?
They're probably going to be fucking expensive.
I'm going to say.
They're not even on the market.
Easily.
Yet, so.
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. $600.
Easy.
Maybe more.
It's literally like you go like this and say, you can get directions.
Everything.
You can look stuff up. You can get anything.
It's
a computer.
The next step of being a cyborg.
On your eye.
Right there. It's so, oh, it's such a bad idea.
Yeah, but these are the things that were supposed to happen in 2000.
Mankind is not ready for this power. It is not ready for this.
Mick Foley is not ready.
Yeah.
Mick Foley.
I'd like to talk to you guys for a moment about technology and what it's doing to wrestling, the internet.
The 5 Point is a self-described dive bar in Seattle, and they have posted a notice on its Facebook page this week telling glass explorers looking to grab a pint that they would need to remove their, oh my God, I have a price here.
Oh no.
Matt, guess the price. Oh, I'm going to give you.
Oh, wait, hang on.
More
guess
than
the price
what?
Of what?
$12.99
of these glasses.
Okay, right, I want to guess.
$12.99. Steve.
No, Kev, go first.
Kev.
$2,100.
Steve.
$1,750.
$1,500.
Fuck. That's a lot of fucking money. I couldn't afford an iPad.
Are these prescription?
Definitely. Yeah. They're working with.
Yeah. Are these prescription? Yeah.
They are working with people to make prescription Google glasses.
Dude, this is ridiculous. Just everybody needs to just fucking
die. How long until these things can shoot red hot laser out of them?
Dude, they're practically
fucking
Cyclops.
Weeks after they come out, I'm sure.
Weeks.
They're going to fucking jailbreak
them
and hack
them.
And
it's going to be an update and an app, and they can shoot lasers.
The
bro,
optic blast
did you get a laser app on there?
So how long? How long until we can fucking beam yourself up to fucking outer space?
I don't know, fucking 2 weeks.
From now.
Yes, from today.
I believe you.
I'm going to say...
2 Thursdays from now.
How long until legit Star Trek Next Generation?
I'm going to say it's probably dead on with exactly the time frame that it happens in the, you know... In the actual
if anything,
lore
because
of the series,
it gave a timeline.
Yes.
Do you believe that there are people? Do you believe that there are robots that look like people?
Sure.
No.
Well,
not
there are.
Not that we would. All right,
Kev's scaring me because I'm drunk as hell.
I mean, there's fucking dancing
and
robots.
Kev usually isn't involved in weird shit like this.
No. Here, let's get this.
Something tells me Kev's worried that there's fucking robots that look like humans.
This fucking chick they got.
Ooh.
Modeling these glasses.
Of course they're gonna. Because they want you to buy it for 1,500 beans.
Just look at her.
And 3 years from now, it'll be fucking 400
look
beans.
At her.
So, by the way.
Just look
Matt,
at her.
When do you think there's going to be a legitimate Star Trek? What year?
Like, when
give
are
me
we going to...
Give me a year.
When are we going to, like...
our lifetime?
When are we going to be able to leave our solar system? Like, you know...
Well, we can do that now, apparently. But go ahead.
Jeez. Probably another 100 years or so.
So we'll be dead.
Wow. Oh, yeah. We'll be gone. I don't see it within 50 years.
Damn it, I want
to
be alive.
It's going to call. Well, there's going to have to be massive fucking nuclear war, which is exactly what spawns the warp drive in Star Trek. You guys know that?
Mm. Oh. Wow.
No, there's going to have to be, because there's going to have to be like a total like ban.
Did you by the way,
on, like,
speaking of nuclear war, did you see what North Korea said?
Oh my God.
Did you see this there?
Yeah.
Did you see this guy?
No.
North Korea says they're going to preemptively strike us with nuclear weapons.
Yeah,
because we
us.
Want to start a nuclear war.
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
Dude, I thought that Dennis Rodman said that wasn't going to happen.
Dennis Rodman, did you see the pictures of him chilling with fucking cream of some young guy?
Did you see the hilarious meme of where it's a picture of him and Rodman, and then there's a picture under it and goes, wait, that wasn't Obama?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's funny. Now, this looks like more like a girl who's going to be using these glasses. Oh, let's get her on here.
She's fat. Yeah.
She's not fat. She's just a fucking
ugly weirdo.
Bookish looking redhead.
She's
That's
got
all.
A chewable neck.
Did you say bookish?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Exactly what you think.
But honestly, what is wrong with that girl?
Nothing wrong with her.
Exactly.
She just looks like the kind of girl who'd be wearing.
Well, Derek, you're at the point now where you'll just settle for anything to get your dick fucking laid up in.
I'm thinking about fucking this glass right here.
The one
would
eye
you fuck
is
that?
A little
I would.
Like closed. And
I'm trying to think of what's the weirdest thing you fucked?
A five-old doll?
Wow, this conversation moved really quickly.
No, what's the weirdest thing you've had to stick your dick in?
I don't know.
Weirdest thing? Like...
My grandmother.
Object?
Wow. Yes, that's where I'm going. Kev, you're weird.
My all dog. Right.
Your dog.
That's what Steve
like
was
a
saying.
Bottle, like a Snapple bottle, like anything weird?
No.
Looks like somebody photoshopped.
I'm just asking questions.
Google glasses on Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah?
But not on her breasts, unfortunately.
Wait, she's legitimately wearing them?
No, I said photoshopped.
Oh. Photoshop's so gay. The internet's gay.
What is like models, like modeling them?
I gotta admit, like the downfall of society is the internet.
There? It really is. It's horrible. I hate it.
When did this really come huge? Like 95?
What, the internet?
The internet really took off in 95, yeah. That's when, like, everybody was, like,
getting AOL.
AOL!
Yeah, buzzing about it. 93 was when it really started hitting.
I still
home.
Have, like, 250 free hours on AOL. I didn't use yet.
What?
I have, like, 250.
What?
I'm banking them.
Just in case everything else goes down, AOL's the only thing left?
I'm like, I got my fucking 250 hours.
You weirdo.
That's like a couple days.
It's like 10 and a half days.
Is it?
Yeah.
I hate check the this internet. Out. The internet really is like the downfall of society.
10.2.
The internet mixed with the lack of discipline with parents to their kids is the downfall of society.
Wow. Hey, do AOL chat rooms still exist?
Probably.
Dude, the easiest way to get titty pictures is telling chicks that you were a guy and a girl looking for a chick.
A guy and a girl.
Yeah.
So you're
this is a male female looking for a female. And they'd be like, oh, I'm here.
A male female, like a hermaphrodite?
Yeah. Oh! Exactly.
We're a married couple looking for China? Young titties.
And specificity is the soul of the narrative. So.
I thought specificity was a Michael Keaton movie.
I remember, I remember one time saying that, like, oh, yeah, we're a male-female couple looking for a chick, and they're like, okay, I don't believe you. What's the cup of your wife's tits?
What?
Yeah, they're like, ask that question.
Like, wow. Like you wouldn't know.
Yeah, like, they, like, give me, like, a fucking...
45Z!
Oh, no, they would ask... you know what it was? They would ask the measurements.
What? You whap?
Like, 24, 34, 24, whatever the fuck it is.
Measurements.
Big and juicy.
I would always give, like, the Sir Mix-a-Lot numbers.
Nice.
What's the cup of your wife's tits? Well, one's a C, and the other one she lost to breast cancer.
Wow.
one's a C.
So show me what two tits looks like, because I don't remember.
One's a C, and the other's a Bart Simpson mug.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Cowabunga.
Old school.
Yeah. Some breasts are like that.
Hey.
What, non-existent?
Like a full, like one's like a full cup size bigger than the other one.
Never that big.
Sure.
Rules.
I've seen
more often than not.
Like in live person?
I've seen it on a live person.
In your face, you've seen a full cup difference.
Yup.
Wow.
Yup.
That's disgusting.
Wow. Wow. What are we talking?
Are you talking
ask
like
me after the show.
Are you talking like BC difference?
CD? AB.
I'm going to say almost a full cup.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're talking like CD difference.
It's pretty impressive.
No, it wasn't CD.
So like depending on your BC. Mood, you could be like, oh, I feel like playing with the D cup today.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Hey, Two-Face, come here. Hey, well, fucking Harvey Dent.
Hey,
get your tits over here.
Two tits.
Two tits.
Yo, tit face.
Hey, Symmetrical. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Symmetrical.
Hey, Symmetrical. What are you
straight
doing?
Up?
Hey, tit and a half. Get over here.
But straight up, that's not normal.
Jared's normal.
It's more common than you think.
I've never seen a full cup difference.
Not a full. A full cup is pretty extreme.
That's extreme.
But two different sizes is like nine
well,
times.
Well, no,
out of 10.
I mean there's slight differences. Sure. I mean my fucking left testicle hangs lower than my right.
So does mine.
That's normal.
Well, yeah, exactly. So
my right does.
Well, regardless, there's always gonna be one tit a little bit bigger than the other because one side of your body is bigger than the other.
If I drop my drawers right now, I think it would trip over my nuts. I'm like sweating over here.
You're gross. You're gross. You're gross. Your nuts are gross. I've seen your nuts. Your nuts are gross.
This show sucks.
What?
Why do we do this?
This is a good show.
Why do we do this?
Dude, people are probably loving this right now if they're listening.
Matt's balls straight up have moss and bed sores on them.
Moss? Fucking Kate Moss.
There's just a fucking pale sack with a sheet of hair and one fucking underneath the nuts.
Moss.
Steve fantasizes about my junk.
Wait, no, I don't.
A rolling
at all.
Testicle grows no moss.
I don't know about his genitals.
Is that what? Okay, okay.
I don't know about his genitals, but I always appreciate Matt's positivity about every show that we do.
Yeah,
this is great.
Matt loves every
this
show.
Is good.
Nah, not everyone. Awesome.
There was a show a couple weeks ago I had to shut off, but Matt loved it.
Wait, which one?
I don't remember.
No,
our last Thursday show was amazing.
Okay.
I love
No, there was a show about 3 weeks ago.
Cut me open, baby.
There was a show about 3 weeks ago that I fell asleep before I finished listening to it, and I didn't bother listening to the rest.
Yeah. Now, last Thursday show, I listened to twice.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty rare that I listen at all.
Some of those 07 shows, oh, my God, I must listen to them like 400 times.
Epic. We were so 400. Funny. We were so funny. What happened?
I don't know.
We didn't care about the repercussions?
Yeah. I guess so. No, we're still like...
I think because we're older.
I don't know.
Yeah, we fired out racist bigotry. Fucking,
it was hardcore.
Like,
it was hardcore.
Womanizing fucking sure, anything we could think
Speaking
of.
Speaking of womanizing, what about that Chris Brown? Huh?
Yeah, he's black.
What is he doing now?
Dude, he's a... He's an
is he raping kids? Like, what else can he do?
I know. Really.
Wait. I missed something. What happened with him now?
He apparently had some kind of rant where he said that you got to make sure you have a good woman or something like that, not a bad one like mine, so they don't sleep with other niggas.
Wow.
And you got to make sure that she knows that you own that pussy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of true.
Yeah.
So that's what he was
you
got
to beat her down to make sure she knows... You know, don't go sleeping with other niggas.
Yeah. He was marking his territory with his fist.
I mean, exactly. I got to admit, he's not wrong.
Sure.
wait a minute.
He's playing devil's advocate.
Why am I getting an arm? I don't get this. Your chick needs to know that that's your badoosie.
And you don't sleep with other niggas.
Yeah.
Definitely not, no.
Am I right or wrong?
I think it's just funny that... He has a history of beating the shit out of her. I'm not saying that I wouldn't beat her either. You know, I'm saying that I'm not saying
she didn't deserve it.
I didn't do it. He did though, and we know he did. And now he's basically saying he's advocating it. He's unrepentant. Is what I'll say.
That is what people
bring this up. I want to hear him.
Sometimes
actually say
your bitch starts fucking with another nigga, and you got to give her the backhand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want
and the front hand.
You don't want him sleeping
and
with
the foot
with other.
And
niggas.
You got to bite her.
We got a video?
You got
to
poke her in the eye.
And then sometimes you got to put her in a Boston crab.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that guy?
No, but all seriousness, Chris Brown's a big piece of shit.
Well, you know
he
what?
Totally is.
You know what?
But your woman that you're with needs to know that she's your fucking woman.
Look at her.
There's definitely video of her.
Maybe he didn't hit her. Maybe he was trying to change a light bulb and her forehead got in the way.
Maybe she had a fucking fly in her eye.
It was like a wall. He just couldn't avoid it.
Do you not understand what I'm saying, though? Like,
no,
the
I
woman
don't.
Needs to know that she's just there.
No, you're speaking sign language. I don't get it.
How do you sign that, Steve? How do you sign 1, 2, 3 in Spanish?
Uno, dos, tres.
Spanish.
I just said threes.
Man, you're retarded.
You're a piss drunk cock.
Uno, dos, tres.
I just yawned and I cut my hearing off. Is that good?
That happens to me all the time.
How many languages can you count to three?
Kelly Osbourne is an
1, 2, 3. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Okay. Every guy in this building has said one email, right?
Oh, apparently he just fucking...
And you better have fun with your friends. I am plugged. But you gotta say that one thing to her, and I made this up. Don't make me have to tell you.
Again,
is this real?
Are you photoshopping this?
This ain't real. That's like Kevin Hart or something.
Better not sleep with other niggas.
So he basically just saying, that's my pussy, and you better tell your woman that that's your pussy, because she might F another N.
Huh.
It's good. That's original content right there. A lot of thought put into
I'm
it.
I'm glad to hear the crowd at the Apollo has calmed down recently.
Yeah.
The Apollo.
I don't think that went over too well.
Nobody cared.
Nobody should care about him. He should just disappear. Piece of shit. And again, I'm not saying I wouldn't beat her.
Wait, somebody just made fun of me. Oh. Too much for you to handle, just said Steve is hilarious. Agreeing with Chris Brown. CTFU. What's that mean? What's CTFU?
Cunt the fuck up? I don't know. Did you mean S? S and C are
maybe
very far away on the keyboard.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she's listening. I don't agree with Chris Brown beating his woman.
What is CT?
But the woman needs to know.
Cracks the fuck up.
Oh, mate, she's laughing.
Oh. Cracking the fuck up.
I love cracking, but cracking for the K.
High five.
KTFU.
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree with a woman getting beaten, but she needs to know that you are badussy.
Depends on what she did.
Yeah.
See, when your woman's looking around for another dick from a nigga, you got to know that, no, you're my bitch, and this is your dick, nigga.
No. Sure. How do you think a guy got a year of Netflix for free? What do you think he did?
Can I guess first?
Yeah, sure.
Stole his friend's login information?
Stole his friend's login information. No, that's pretty easy. That's what you do.
Like, yeah.
Or did.
Yeah, me too.
Continue to
let me log in right now.
Me too. Your turn.
I'm going to go ahead and say that he was living with somebody who had Netflix and they died. And he never canceled the account.
Good one, but no. Go ahead.
Steve? I'm going to say slip and fell at an Applebee's.
That's a great way to get free Netflix for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get this tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
This guy got Netflix tattooed on his body. I'm not sure exactly where that is. It looks like a rib.
Hang
on. Science? Can you raise it a little bit? Can you move it out of the way to your computer?
It's not even the actual Netflix
switch
logo.
Switch it to the left side real quick. Yeah.
What?
Can you switch it to the left side real quick?
No.
Your computer's in the way.
No.
I want to try to guess where the
stand up.
I'm going to say.
You can move your head around.
Is that on his calf? No.
No.
I don't know where that is.
Ribcage.
You don't think that's the calf?
Ribcage.
Yeah.
So the guy put, Netflix, put me on a commercial. I love you guys. And he's got a picture. It says Netflix, and it's got what looks like either leaves or amoebas.
No, amoebas. I'm from a Farside Gallery.
It's the paisley shit from like a bandana.
Or a paisley.
Paisley pattern. You know what? That might be on the
scrotum.
The tricep.
Well, he's black, so maybe he's long ass, thick ass, black ass hair.
Because you got to look at the follicles. If that was on his rib cage, those are some big fucking follicles.
I don't even see follicles. I just see a grainy picture.
Okay. A grainy picture.
Yeah, but that's not even the Netflix logo.
Well, so Netflix put no way, free year for you, look for DM.
What a
They DM'd him and they gave him a free year.
Yeah, I mean, so
he should get free for life.
Yeah, he's got this shit
on
him
forever.
Forever.
A year. I would be like, you know what, fuck you.
I mean,
I would get it covered up with a fucking Blockbuster tattoo.
Mm. All right, Blockbuster's
R.I.P.
done.
Blockbuster.
I'm in Netflix. I don't even have any.
You know, I wish Blockbuster was still around, to be honest with you.
I never went there.
I don't know how many times you could, like, watch old Law & Order reruns or something.
What, on Netflix?
Yeah.
There's so much on there. Do you have Netflix?
What's the library?
I have someone else's Netflix.
What's the library for Netflix? Do we know? Do like a total count?
Seven.
What are you talking about? Like amount of movies?
Could be a bit more than that.
Netflix,
I gotta pee.
Much like on demand before it started out with just absurd, like the shit that you almost didn't want to watch.
Yeah,
you know,
because there's nothing else on there. You're like, yeah, I gotta watch this.
Like,
does it have like a rotating stock?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And it does. And there's stuff available for instant that I mean, there's stuff that you can get the DVD sent to you that isn't available instantly. But yeah, they got a lot of shit and a lot of weird shit. And
I'm scrolling through right now. I've never actually used it before.
Really?
I've had access to this account for about 2 years now. I've never used it.
So you
I
tell
don't
me
watch,
you have Netflix?
You didn't watch Clueless?
I mean, I watched Clueless when it came out like 20 years ago.
Eternal Sunshine?
No.
Hellboy?
By the way,
Killer Clowns from
Outer Space. Alicia Silverstone is in the Scooby-Doo movies?
What?
Yeah. Alicia Silverstone. She's in Clueless. But she's also in a Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah.
And her fucking nipples are hard.
Isn't she the one that throws up in her baby's mouth? None of you have heard this?
What?
Wait, what?
Alicia Silverstone?
Like a bird?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's her.
Okay.
None of you have heard this?
Yeah. No. No.
Oh, no, her nipples are hard in that movie. And
yeah, look,
fucking
look
nice.
That up. I swear.
Yeah, Alicia Silverstone, Baby, that comes up.
Okay.
Baby,
Ooh. Regurgitate food.
All right, so we're talking about the same sexy-ass bitch from fucking Clueless.
Yeah, here we go. Alicia Silverstone chews food, transfers it to baby's mouth.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Does it taste like
it's
that?
Real.
Oh, my God, there's video of it.
No.
I don't know if this is real. I don't know if I can watch this.
What could it be?
I don't know if I can watch this. Apparently, Alicia Silverstone chews food and regurgitates it into her 10-month-old son's mouth to nourish him. We know because she posted video of this. Derek. Derek, you got to bring this up.
Hurry back, Derek. We need
you.
You got
to bring this up, Derek. Alicia posted the video on her blog this weekend. This was about a year ago. Well played once again, internet, claiming it's her favorite way to feed her son, Bear Blue.
Can't you just put a titty in
his
mouth?
His name is Bear Blue. I guess he needed the money.
He needed the money.
Bear Blue.
No.
He literally crawls across the room to attack my mouth if I'm eating.
See, like a dog.
This is bad. This is bad parenting. I never would have suspected her to do something like this. Come on.
Derek, are you familiar with Alicia Silverstone throwing up in her baby's mouth?
Baby birding? No,
Yeah, this is how she feeds her kid.
Yeah.
Stop.
And there's
it.
A video there's a video of it.
Hollywoodgossip.com has the video.
No, I can't believe none of you have heard of this.
No. 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 She wasn't even relevant to me for the last 5-10 years.
Yeah, well, the only thing I've heard about her in the last 5-10 years is that she throws up in her baby's mouth.
That's pretty nasty.
She definitely is weird as shit.
She's so fucking hot.
Yeah.
I was, while you were gone, I was bringing up the fact she was in the Scooby-Doo movie.
She was in the Scooby-Doo movie.
She was a
Are
reporter.
You sure you're thinking of Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Sarah Michelle Gellar is in it.
Yeah, and Alicia Silverstone is a reporter in it.
Oh, is she?
I don't remember that.
And her nipples are hard.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing those nipples have never been used to feed a child.
Yeah.
Because she just throws up in its mouth.
That's disgusting.
Wow, this is amazing.
I don't believe it.
It's real. We're looking at it right now. Matt and I are pulling each other's puds to it.
Yeah.
I mean, just fucking. I'm just gonna put this up.
Fapita, 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 fapita,
fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita,
fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita,
fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita,
fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita,
fapita,
fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita,
fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita,
fapita, fapita, fapita,
fapita, fapita,
fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita,
fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita, fapita,
fapita, fapita,
fapita, fapita, fapita,
fapita, Nicole Murphy, is that her name?
Brittany Murphy?
Brittany Murphy. Dead? Brittany Murphy before she died or Alicia Silverstone?
Oh.
Alicia Silverstone.
I don't know. Brittany Murphy before she
Brittany
died.
Brittany Murphy after she died.
Oh,
wow. All right, definitely. Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
That's a great picture.
You can't show... Well, I'm drunk and you can't show me chick's tits. Dude, I'm warning.
Because Steve's about to whip it out.
I will jerk off right now.
Steve's going to fucking text his wife and go home and fall asleep.
There goes any audience we've had.
How did you know?
And what was the verdict on her death? Apparently they died of mold or something?
She definitely died.
Yeah, that's what they said afterwards.
Brittany Murphy?
Yeah.
Of mold?
Her
boyfriend died like
she was mold. She was getting very sick and she got a bunch of prescriptions to treat all the different symptoms she had.
Yeah. So they thought she was taking all the drugs, but it turns out that she was getting sick because of mold.
Well, then they thought that she died from the mixture of the drugs.
Yeah.
That's the last
I heard.
Then the boyfriend died shortly after that. And now they believe that the reason she was getting sick and what consequently caused her death was she was living with black mold.
Wow. That's similar to when Weird Al's parents died. They were like, oh, those drug addicts, they just fucking died. And then they were like, oh, it was carbon monoxide.
Those old Jewish people in Florida.
Those old
and their
Jewish.
Drugs.
Jewish.
Poor Al.
Poor Brittany Murphy's tits.
Yeah.
Those things are nice. So, yeah. Okay. So
and now they're being
get,
eaten by maggots.
Can you get a side-by-side of them, too? That's not a good picture, though, Derek. What the fuck is that?
Whatever.
What do you mean that's not a good picture?
Whatever, bro.
Come on.
Brittany Murphy all the way.
I don't know, man. Definitely a hard choice there.
I can almost smell her vagina from here.
Almost. Just almost.
Not quite. How's that beer, Steve? Did you sip it?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Can you just throw like Jennifer Love Hewitt in the middle? And
I got to go with Nicole. I got to go with this Brittany Murphy chick.
Why do you keep calling her Nicole?
I don't know why.
Nicole. Do we know someone with that name?
I don't know.
Is that why you're calling?
I'm going to look up a Nicole Murphy and I'm going to poke her right now.
She looks like a Nicole to me. I don't know. I got to go with Murphy over Silverstone.
Really?
Can we have somebody call in?
What?
And help decide the debate here?
Give us a fucking call.
Here's the thing with Jennifer Before I Love Hewitt. Right, Jennifer Love Hewitt definitely has the best breast. out of all three of them.
She's also been packing it on the list.
Yeah, but those little squinty eyes.
I like them.
Yeah, no, I do too, but I don't know. As an overall package, I gotta go Alicia. I gotta. I'm sorry.
You know what? I'd probably be cheating on Jennifer Love Hewitt with Alicia Silverstone. We'll put that.
How about this? None of us are going to get anybody that looks remotely like any of them.
If I had that option,
yeah,
that's probably what I'd be doing.
Look, Jennifer Love Hewitt's amazing.
Yep. Even fat, I'd still take.
Because, her tits are real.
She's really nice.
And they're really nice. But Brittany Murphy, she got it going on.
Mm-hmm. No, Jennifer Love Hewitt has the fucking hourglass figure.
I don't care what her decomposed body looks like right now. I'm fucking it.
Yeah.
All right, Alicia Silverstone was on the cover of Rolling Stone many years ago.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
All right.
That's a pretty hot pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's hungry and she's hoping that stuffed animal will throw up in her mouth.
Nice.
She's flexing her quad.
Better it's made of cotton candy.
Now, I got a question. Feet. Who What's would up? Dive into the decomposed body of Brittany Murphy?
Who wouldn't?
Nobody.
You know what? You spray it with some perfume. You cover it with like a satin sheet.
Yeah.
Just kind of put a hole through it.
You fuck her like a Jew through a sheet. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty hot pick, too.
Yeah.
Look at those feet.
See, for me, I'm brunette over blonde any day.
It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, by the way, guys, I'm this close to getting my wife to shave her head.
What? Why?
What?
For Justin Bieber?
What? Why him?
Is it like a cancer awareness thing? I don't understand.
Why?
Well, no, listen. I showed her a recent picture of Miley Cyrus's hairdo. And it is... Yeah. Remember I was telling you a few weeks ago on the show that it was amazing?
It's not, but anyway, continue.
It is. You don't even know what it looks like.
Yes, I do. She looks like a boy.
Anyway, continue. What is it?
A very hot boy.
She's like a faux hawk. It's horrible.
No, it's hot.
You're gay.
How am I gay?
Because you first off, you talk about fucking men's bodies in a, like...
So you think I'm gay.
...suggestive way, and now you like fucking short hair. What's going on with you?
What?
What's wrong?
I think she's pretty.
You did have sex
she's
with
not,
that guy
She's not bad
time.
Looking. She's not nearly as good as people think she is. And the hairstyle, now, holy shit, it looks like she's competing with Justin Bieber.
I have it in my phone, by the
she
way.
She looks like Justin Bieber now. I'm going to bring up a picture.
I have my wife close to deciding to do at least half the half shave.
Seriously, if she does that, I'm going to fire her.
I'm going to fire her.
And we didn't even get Alicia Silverstone regurgitating into her son's mouth. I don't even think I could watch it.
I don't know if you've seen this, Kev, but there it is.
Yeah, she's hot.
See?
She's not bad.
I'd tag that ass.
She's not bad, but the hairstyle, horrendous.
This, Matt? You've seen this?
Yeah.
No, she's hot. This was at the Grammys or something like a week ago.
That's the kind of hairstyle you get before you can have a massive drug overdose.
No, it's not. And,
sure it is.
And this is also pretty hot. I don't know. Kev, since you're cooler than Matt, maybe you could understand.
Cooler.
Where's your tits?
Oh, she doesn't have tits, but look at her hair.
She does have, that's a guy.
You could,
all right, that's a guy.
What's not a guy?
Who is that?
That's a guy.
What are you showing, Steve?
That one is officially a guy.
What do you think of that hairstyle? See, thumbs up. Now, hang on, Derek. Come here.
Hold on. Here,
come
look at this one. How do you like that?
Come here, Derek.
She does have a little nice tits you could play with.
This is Miley Cyrus' hairdo right now. This is what I'm close to getting Jamie to do. Yeah, and just give me thumbs up or down.
What about this one? What about this one?
Anyway,
that's titties.
It looks like she's
that's
going
man
for
titties.
Like, she's going for like the
wait a minute. What is that
pink kind of thing? What do you mean? What is that?
Let me see that bigger. Can you get that on the screen, Derek? Can you send that to Derek? I can't see your mic stands in the way.
What is that eraser head bullshit
yeah.
you have?
Eraser head. That's what Matt's
that's
grandfather
her.
Used to call me. He used to call me eraser
yes.
head.
He's a big. David Lynch
just do fan. Miley Cyrus. Google Miley Cyrus here. I ain't gonna send this shit to you.
You're not sending it to him.
Miley Cyrus hair. That's all you gotta do.
Okay, Here's the thing, Steve.
First off, that hair is older than what it is now, but go ahead.
Anyway, I'm just saying, here's a fucking ridiculous hairstyle.
Yeah, I mean...
She's an asshole.
What? Why is she an asshole?
She's an asshole.
She's not an asshole.
Look at those tits.
Whoever her marketing person was just like, you know what, you should just be a real asshole in here. This is how your hair is going to look.
Whoa.
I mean...
Camera one.
Here's
camera
what I'm
two.
Going
look
to
at
say.
Those tits.
Camera one. They do look nice.
Here's what
look
I'm going
really
to say.
Nice.
Be honest, Derek.
About your wife.
My wife?
Getting a simile haircut.
Okay. Not that.
Not that. What we're looking at. Not fucking eraser head. Okay. But the one you showed me.
Of the faux hawk.
The faux hawk.
Okay.
Looks good on certain people.
Okay.
Don't think your wife can pull it off.
Why?
For no, like, you know, disrespectful reasons. Just don't think it'll look good on her.
Okay. Why not?
Not sure why. It just won't look good on her.
See, I think she can pull it off.
Well, then, you know, more power to you. She's not my wife. I don't give a shit. But I just don't think she can pull it off.
So you think she's making the wise decision and not doing it?
The faux hawk? Yeah, I don't think she
Now, what about that other one I showed you?
Other one was a little longer. That's fine. If she wants to go up the side.
With the shaved head?
Well, Derek is a short hair fan.
I love short hair.
I'm a fan of short hair.
I'm a fan of short hair.
I think your wife's
chicks,
hair looks good now.
Okay.
Derek almost like the pixie style hair, like that little length.
Yeah.
I'm a short hair fan. I also like long, wavy hair. Like your Kardashian-ish fucking long, wavy hair stuff.
But the faux hawk, I think only certain people can pull that off.
Men.
I don't even think that Miley Cyrus pulls it off all that well.
Okay, Matt, your honest. Opinion? Well, you're a long hair fan, obviously, because you're refusing to cut your hair even though it's gone.
Very, very few women. Very few.
Swallow there.
Whoops.
Kev, what's your opinion?
I have no opinion. I'm going to go take a shit.
So nice. Alright, so knowing Kevin as I know Kevin.
Yeah.
Politics, religion, and hair. He don't talk about.
No. Yeah, and hair. Is he doing this?
He's going to piss on air, folks.
He's doing it.
Might be more than that.
He's going to show me how strong his prostate is. Because I was making fun of him about his prostate earlier.
What was wrong with this?
Why was he going in spurts?
What's wrong with that?
Wait, who's that?
Is that going to reach?
It's the same person. Just with really nice hair.
All right, send it to Derek.
It's coming up on the screen for Derek right now.
Oh, no, Derek, you got to pull this up side by side, maybe?
That's Miley?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, but that's a wig, probably.
Nothing.
Even if it's extensions, big deal.
She looks dirtier with the short hair.
I can't wait to hear Kev's piss.
Well, it's like the pink kind of thing. That's good. Which pink, good. By the way, pulls off her crazy hairstyles perfectly fine.
Pink.
Wow.
Pink.
Wrong one.
Oh, you're a little gasser. A little sneak attack.
Did you guys ever notice that? When you're peeing and you fart a little bit, it pisses harder?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It pushes that shit out.
Sneak attack 1, 2, 3.
Look at how gorgeous she looks there. She's even got a little weight on her there.
Ooh, that got off quick.
Well, that's because he pushed out a lot there to make the stream harder.
I wish I had a young, fucking fruitful, fucking...
Fruitful.
Prostate still.
What happened?
Hello?
He cut it off.
So instead of Kev answering me what the hairstyle he prefers, he just decided to piss.
I'm pissed off. I'm going to piss.
Dude, Miley Cyrus is hot. She's moved up to the ranks.
Yeah.
So, Kev,
heard
short
any
hair
good
or
jokes
long
lately?
Hair, what's your preference?
Yeah. Well, you saw her before with the fucking flaming eraser head, and here she is with the trashy trailer length hair.
I think it just depends on the chick.
Sure.
In Miley's case, I like the short hair.
You do like the short hair.
Yeah.
But you're not always a short hair
depend.
Fan.
It makes her stand out.
Okay, like, for example, and Mac.
And what's up with her eyebrows, too? Like, what is she doing?
Alanis Morissette had very long hair.
And does again.
Gross. She cut her hair years ago.
I need to see some short hair,
she
Alanis.
She didn't pull it off.
No, and that was a marketing thing. They wanted her to change it up.
Whatever it was...
I Chuck. Want you to know.
Let's just take the whole fame out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
No, it didn't look right.
As a person, she just didn't look right mm-hmm. with short hair.
Yeah, because...
And as a person who likes short hair, she looked better with long hair.
Yeah.
And so you prefer, though, on the whole,
Yeah, she looked hair. Better with long hair.
No, you.
It goes person to person. Maybe I prefer a person who looks better with short hair. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's person to person.
I prefer short hair. I even try to push my wife to cut my daughter's hair short because I like short hair.
I had an ex-girlfriend years ago who had long hair, and I saw a picture of her from years before I met her with short hair, and I flipped my shit and demanded that she get a haircut.
I flipped my shit. Like when I was in Philly and I took the shit. And
like, Matt, that picture right there, that's not her real hair.
A lot of that is extensions, probably. I'll go with that. Whatever the case may be, I think she looks better with it.
Can I see short hair, Alanis Morissette?
Yeah.
You don't want to see.
It's been years.
She's not even short. It's like,
no, it was short. Was like it? Gone. She did it because of the
cancer. I would have banged.
Now her hair is as long as it ever was.
I would have banged Alanis Morissette definitely in the Ironic video.
Sure.
She was hot in that video.
Yeah. She's only like 21. Which one? Yeah, which one of them?
Oh, there was more than
red,
one Ironic?
Red, video? Yellow, green, or the driver.
Power Rangers.
The driver one. The one where she's in the car.
The driver where she's wearing the fucking skull cap?
Yeah.
I guess so. But she was hot in that video.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of Canadians, though.
They're too polite.
Yeah.
I want to bring this guy up.
Too polite.
We're getting
way late.
There you
that
go.
Too.
How do you like it with short hair, Kev?
I can't really see that.
That's not that bad. I actually kind of dig that.
I wonder if she's
I've never been into her.
I wonder if she's any good at giving head.
Well, apparently in movie theaters.
Yeah.
If that's where you want it, I guess any head in a movie theater is going to be good.
No, she was saying that about Dave Coulier, right?
What's that?
That was a song about Dave Coulier?
No.
Who was she saying about that video?
I don't know.
Only
John Stamos.
Only
Stamos.
And she looks more and more like a cross between Sarah Jessica Parker and
Whitney Cummings?
Soleil Moon Frye every year.
I think it's more of a mix of Whitney
Cummings.
So
more and more Jewish. Well, you get a little side.
Only her and Larry David know.
Yo, by the way, Whitney Cummings is hot.
She's all right. And that got me looking at pictures of this.
And I followed Amy Schumer.
Did you ever
play
with Barbies growing up? You got to see this. One Tampa man is showing off his collection of more than 2,000 dolls. Stanley the Barbie man
can't hold her shit together.
Shrine of all things Barbie. Stanley has more than 2,000 dolls. They each live in their own collectible case. The collection is valued at more than $80,000.
I was just
going to
say, you know where he's now laughing in the wallet?
At a garage sale. Or an estate sale or a flea market, I see anything pink, your eyes go direct. My eyes will definitely go directly to it. And I'm like, is it Barbie? You know, it is about, you know, your childhood.
Stanley has Barbies that date back to 1962. He says he's easily found dolls at garage sales, and many people don't realize how much they're worth. It's funny.
Yeah. She's totally making fun of him.
I wish I had all those Barbies. My parents were poor.
Yeah.
This guy's a faggot.
It's funny. Nothing else to add to it. It's funny.
And I got a...
Yeah, just wanted to show you.
No problem. That's funny.
That's ridiculous.
$80,000 worth of Barbies.
That's a lot of Barbies.
Stanley the Barbie man.
Do you think... how much money do you think he spent on all those Barbies?
$7.
Total?
I don't know.
I don't know how much.
Yeah, I'm definitely. He's not going to make a profit if he sold them all. He's probably spent more than they're worth.
I guarantee you, every single one of them is worth more right now than they were than when he bought them. Every one of them.
I don't know.
Well, I would say
that was the whole thing.
Double.
Is that he says he's not rich. He just knows the deal when he sees it.
Yeah.
So he goes to all these. He's been doing it since 1997.
Nice.
Which I can't believe that's now a long time ago.
It is.
Dude, yeah, don't say that, please.
It's more than it's closer to 20 years than 10 years.
I can't wait. I can't. I'm really hoping that the Aristocrats radio show is going on when Kevin is our age.
If it's not, we'll do a fucking reunion.
Yeah, but think of how old you'll be then.
I know.
Damn.
God, no, ridiculous. But
I'm just going to run this past you guys, and you may not care.
Yeah.
But it means something to me, and it should resonate in your head a little bit. Next year will be 20 years since Kurt Cobain blew his brains out. 20 years.
That doesn't resonate in my head.
I don't know why
it's
it
a
wouldn't.
Long time.
Because it's been so long that I don't even think of it.
I guess because you didn't care.
I didn't. I was happy.
Hot daughter?
You were happy.
Well, actually, he didn't blow his brains
hot
out.
Hot daughter?
Yeah.
Actually, he didn't blow his brains out. I'm a full on. I'm one of the believers that Courtney loved it.
Yeah.
Another good documentary, Kurt and Courtney.
Yeah, that's on the Netflix.
That? Have you seen that?
I watched it once years ago.
Did you see that El Diablo guy?
I don't remember.
Oh, he was fucked up. Anyway.
Long ass time ago.
Are you a believer that Courtney did it, or do you think Kurt did it?
I don't care either way, to be
what
honest.
What are the documentaries?
I'm not a conspiracy theory guy.
I'm not either.
I think the world is better off because the music would have sucked and it would have tarnished the entire reputation.
Who knows?
See, I hate Kurt Cobain. I hate alternative because it killed punk music. But go ahead.
What?
What?
Mm-hmm. Alternative grunge killed rock and like metal.
Grunge killed it killed
Kurt Cobain was the man that quoted the term punk is dead.
No, he's not.
Wait, who is?
Not Kurt Cobain.
Wait, what?
It was in his album.
What? I missed something.
You're totally uninformed.
No, I'm not. Uninformed. Well, I know he said it.
No, absolutely. The entire hair metal industry part genre or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Like you're talking about the Iron Maidens.
They attribute grunge and alternative as being their downfall.
No.
What do you mean?
They were gone. They were gone before Nevermind hit. Nevermind was released in 1991.
Yeah, okay? But the first Nirvana album was like 89, wasn't it?
That's fine, but nobody fucking bought it. It was on Sub Pop Records. It was nothing.
That's what led it. And what about other bands like that?
Nobody.
Wait, hang on a second. 1991. Let me catch up to you guys. Are you saying that like your Iron Maiden and shit like died?
Funk alternative.
With alternative? Is that what you're saying? The hair metal?
I think that they were dying off already.
Like the glam rock.
Which is why alternative came to the next step.
I don't know about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you look at the Billboard chart when Nirvana hit, mm-hmm. it was like fucking Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston. It was all that bullshit.
But those kind of artists.
Bullshit.
Those kind of artists didn't go away. It's just different ones came about. Like, you got to look at Shania Twain and like other assholes like that, and Celine Dion, like they came up in the 90s as being popular. They were different. They weren't alternative or anything. They were just different. You know, like Shania Twain was like a pop country, and like, you know, it's just that it's like the
she can
individual.
Buy a little
individual.
See, I'm not,
but still,
I'm not anti Kurt Cobain or anti Nirvana because they were good or bad or indifferent
or it's overrated.
Just that, yeah, it's just so many people like the cult addiction to them. Is what turned me off from them.
I just want to point out that you were absolutely wrong about the grunge and punk thing because punk music became more prominent in popular culture following.
Yeah, because of.
Yeah, the grunge
movement. So if anything, grunge actually.
No, I know, but there's
way
a
up punk grab,
I have
punk
to look for it, but there's a specific album
rub
where Kurt Cobain himself is the one cheering Punk is Dead.
No, he's not, because he saw himself as a punk, and he was influenced by punk. And the reason why Nirvana went to levels...
Alternative music and punk music is two different things.
It is, but shut your fucking mouth for a second. The reason why Nirvana...
This is the only thing Derek knows anything about.
So music. Shut up while I talk. The only reason why Nirvana rose to the top was because they melded in punk, this new Seattle sound, which became grunge, and pop. If you listen to Nevermind, it's basically a pop album. Mm-hmm. All of their hits were pop songs. They were influenced by the Beatles.
I hate the Beatles.
I know you do, but if you listen to Nevermind,
you can hear
Sgt. Pepper in there, mm-hmm. and you can hear the Sex Pistols, and you can also hear the Melvins, and you can hear Soundgarden, and you can hear fucking whatever else. It was just a perfect marriage of all of these sounds. Mm-hmm. When he wrote about a girl, he was embarrassed to play it and to have it on the album because he thought it wasn't punk enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to look
for
it.
Songs.
And I'm going to send it to the Super Secret Aristocrats
Super Secret
group.
Sure.
It's either in his album cover or he said it himself, Punk is Dead.
If he did it, he did it probably in some kind of pseudo-ironic way.
Deprecating.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, then sort of that's way. The reason why that made me hate
If anything, Punk is Dead because it became mainstream.
Yeah.
That's probably what he was saying.
And I actually Googled Kurt Cobain, Punk is Dead, and went 3 pages in and still got nothing.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Just now?
Are you thinking of somebody
You're
else,
fucking
maybe?
Quick.
That's not true.
I was.
That's
just...
not true.
Actually, the time I discovered that Kurt Cobain said this was at Derek's house when I slept over his house.
Yeah. What? What were you listening to?
I think I was reading through or listening to one of his fucking
Nirvana
albums.
Maybe it was
albums.
Like some underground band called like fucking...
Now, there was a documentary.
Dirt Slovane.
Dirt Slovane. There's a
Dirt Glomer.
There is a documentary called 1991, The Year Punk Broke, which was about Sonic Youth and Nirvana.
Sonic Youth.
And I think Daniel Johnston was
So what killed too. Punk to you, in your mind?
What killed punk was that it was over.
It ran its course.
Yeah, like the punk of like, you know, the Clash and the Sex Pistols, all that kind of
Misfits.
Yeah, Misfits or whatever. Misfits aren't really.
Yeah,
no.
They were, but they weren't.
They were.
They
it,
were.
It got so like mixed up and so yeah. other things because no band was like. There's no like straight up punk band anymore. Even Rancid, if you listen to like, you know, Out Come the Wolves, it's a fucking pop record.
Yeah,
you know, like their biggest hit on that was what, Time Bomb, which was essentially an ode to ska.
Yeah.
And to the Rude Boys. So.
Woo, that's us.
Yeah. That should be your theme song.
Yeah. Wow.
Or Ruby Soho. But, yeah. So punk got just infused with everything.
Well, if you look at all the bands that are labeled punk, there is. Like, you have to go back really far to find punk that fits the punk description of what it's actually supposed to be.
Actual punk is borderline unlistenable.
Yeah. And what it'd become is there was a like the scene of punk where it just became bands that weren't good enough to be on major labels playing together. And a few of them had punk ideals, but it all became grouped into punk because it was just all there in one place.
Well, see, what happened to me was I got involved with Psychopathic Records. And once you start listening to ICP, you stop listening to other music. That's a quote.
That's what happened to you.
Yeah. But we could do a whole show on this.
Sure. The
what, music?
But I feel like Kev's got my back.
Yeah.
He does.
Of course he does. He's your favorite aristocrat.
He is now.
Again.
Because you know what? He may not like this stuff, but he respects it.
What stuff?
Any stuff. And you name it.
He just told me all you're talking about.
In between, hang on a second. Sunday and Thursday, he told me he hates Psychobilly.
Wow. Sure.
While you were in the bathroom, he's like, I hate it.
But you know what?
Wait, is that a guy who works for FWF?
Psychobilly? But even if he did, he'd still go to a show just to hang out.
Sure.
Yeah, and we're going
say,
to.
He'd say, you know what? These people really like it, and I respect them.
I can't wait. Who's opening for the Reverend Horton Heat, by the
no
way?
No idea. It doesn't matter.
Is there a lineup?
No. It just said they were going to be there.
I can't wait.
They'll probably be in the parking lot.
Oh. Matt, you're going, though, right?
When is it?
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania. No, I'm going to WrestleMania, so.
Fuck WrestleMania. No show.
Yeah, no show. $200 down the drain.
Yeah.
Wow, $200?
Good seats.
Dude, he got $200 for nosebleeds.
No, I got $200 seats from Ticketmaster, so I'll be sitting pretty close. Thank you.
You're not gonna be sitting close,
dude. I'm in like the first ring up.
That's far.
Is that
it's not.
What's the main event?
Probably gonna be Undertaker CM Punk.
Yeah, horrendous.
That's the main event.
Why is it horrendous?
John Cena and The Rock.
The whole thing.
Again.
Thank you.
For one time only.
Can we talk about that real quick? WrestleMania is going to suck.
So sure.
Just come
to
Reverend Horton
shits.
Heat with us.
The Rock and John Cena. One time only almost.
Yeah. Once in a lifetime again.
Yes. That's what everyone's making fun of because their last time was once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime, sort of.
Which is my point, that they probably won't have that as the main event now.
Is there something wrong here?
Well, didn't Cena. Yeah. It is a little shorter.
Mine's bigger.
The banana beer is 11.2 ounces.
Damn.
But it is a lot of alcohol percentage.
Is it?
5.2 for the 11.2.
Oh, yeah, wow.
5.2 for the 12.
But, well, Cena won the match to be number one contender or something. Or wait, is Rock the champion now?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you see the new bell, by the way? Did you see the new bell, by the way?
I don't mind it.
They have a new bell?
I don't mind it.
Yeah. You haven't seen it?
Yeah.
Pull it up.
It's not great, but I don't mind.
Actually, I don't mind it. I don't get the whole Brahma bullshit. There's a second picture of the new belt with WWE logos. It looks a lot better.
Oh, wait. The Rocks actually has the Brahma Bull on it?
There's Brahma Bulls on the
sides. On the side plates.
Oh, on the side plates. I could deal with
that. The side plates have the Brahma Bull, but there's a second picture floating around the internet of the new belt with WWE logos. Now, listen. I don't exactly mind.
This?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't mind that as much as a spinner belt.
Well, it's basically a stationary belt, like a stationary spinner belt, because the spinner belt looks pretty much just like that, but with the fucking ring around it and shit. It could have been a lot worse. I don't like the huge WWE logo. I think
horrible.
It should have been about maybe a third that size with a globe.
An 18th?
Look, I knew they were going to a new belt during that episode, and I really had a feeling it was going back to the wing belt.
No.
The child scribble.
No, I don't think they'll ever go to that.
W logo just needs to go completely.
The scratch logo is horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. You know, like, it could have gone, like, up, like, where the black area is in the top. It could have gone, like, up there, and the globe could have been in the middle.
The rumor I'm hearing, by the way,
and it would have been a lot better.
It looks like a shitty fucking ring.
It looks like a kid's belt.
It looks like a fucking high school ring.
The rumor I'm hearing, I don't know if it's true, is the champion that holds that belt is going to have their logos on the side plates.
Okay. Instead of their name on it?
But, Matt, you can't put a globe on there.
Why not?
Because it's not the world title.
Oh.
It's true.
It's the WWE championship.
Oh. I like this one.
That's awesome.
Oh. Was it? That was the late 90s, early 2000s WWF title.
Yeah.
Where they kind of redid the eagle.
Except, yeah, that's it.
Except this person seems to have
humorously
completely redone the eagle. And
that's the flying panda.
The winged panda.
The winged
panda.
Yeah.
The Winged Panda.
The World Wildlife Federation Championship. Mm-hmm. For over 50 years, a revolutionary force.
Sports entertainment.
That is cute.
Cute. The new belt isn't as bad as the spinner, but it's definitely not worse.
Spinner was very bad. And they had that for too long.
Now, you know what's funny is for how many years now, Matt, has the spinner not actually spun?
Oh, probably since the end of Cena's first reign.
Yeah. And so then all of a sudden, the day The Rock introduces the new belt, the spinner's still spinning again.
That's funny.
Yes. Wow. Funny.
It's cute.
But CM Punk Taker has happened how many times?
600.
A couple times.
They feuded for a while.
They had
before the Taker actually slowed up, they were feuding.
Maybe three TV matches.
They matched up in Hell in a Cell, correct?
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah. That's why I'm kind of not into it.
I don't like it when people say slowed up.
It'll be a lot better than their previous matches.
Maybe.
It'll be a lot better.
Probably not. But.
Probably. Why wouldn't it be?
Taker's out of shape, dude.
That's fucking. This is terrible.
Derek, have you seen the Taker now?
He was out of shape last year, too.
Horrible.
He looks like fucking Mike from Breaking Bad.
Look, I'm somebody that when did the WrestleMania tickets go on sale?
November.
You bought tickets in November, mm-hmm. and now you're seeing the full card. I'd be disappointed, mm-hmm. and I'd rather go to Reverend Horton Heat show. And
here's the Undertaker right now.
Yeah,
Mike from Breaking Bad.
Who the fuck is that?
That's Mike from Breaking Bad. That's the Undertaker right now.
I gotta get into this shit. Kev's been recommending me bunch of fucking
best
Showtime
fucking
shows.
Show on is right it? Now. Aside from Walking
it
Dead,
it looks like an aged Dustin Diamond.
Well, actually, the best show on TV is Sons of Anarchy. But we'll keep going.
We're Brent Spiner.
But dude, the WrestleMania card. Like, if I had bought a ticket, especially like your $200 ticket, I'd be disappointed.
I bought it full well, expecting it was gonna be the drizzling shits.
Okay.
But my cousins want to go.
For punishment.
Is this the first WrestleMania you've ever gone to? Or have you been to WrestleMania before?
I went to WrestleMania 5.
With me?
With Derek. Well, not with him, but he was there.
You guys were friends when that happened?
No. We just happened to go to the same event.
That's funny.
It was in Lake City.
But, I'm disappointed completely in the card for WrestleMania. I don't even want to watch it.
Wait, what WrestleMania is this now? What?
29.
Oh!
Isn't it sad how, like, when you hear the warp speed of life that you just went through?
I thought Kurt Cobain being dead for 20 years made me feel old. Next year is going to be WrestleMania 30.
Dude, my wife's nephew is like gonna get his permit next year. Like, this is insane, dude.
Yeah,
the 20s are the fastest time frame of your life.
No.
What is?
The 30s are apparently.
Cognitively. Your life goes faster and faster as you get older.
No, so, I
so if you're 10 years old and your life is going like at a 1-to-1 ratio, by the time you're 60, it's like a 1-to-2.5, I think.
Hence the expression.
Time flies.
Time flies. And was it?
Where'd you go with this?
Or when you get old, you got a
slow
lot
down
more
and
shit to
smell
worry
the
about.
Roses?
Yeah.
Slow down and smell the roses or some shit.
Is that it? That doesn't sound right.
No.
I want to do one more story before we go. I got a feeling I'm going to chop this show.
Stop and smell the roses.
I'm going to chop this show.
I'm going to chop the
we
show.
We started
up.
This show. This is like another hour and 45 right. minutes long. This show.
We are getting very close to Kevin Chalk's wish, which is 2 hours.
Yeah, two-hour shows.
Two-hour shows a week. In Arizona, a couple sues Walmart.
Because they observe daylight saving time.
Yes. In 2008, Lisa and Anthony A.J. DeMare took their three young daughters on a trip to San Diego, which, as we all know, is Spanish for whale's vagina.
Yeah.
They returned home
What?
Okay. They returned home to Arizona, and they brought, they brought photos of their then 5, 4, and 11-year-old daughters.
Ooh.
Why did they?
I'm
why
sorry.
Did they...
5, 4, and 1.5
Yeah, I was gonna say. I'm like, why did they go back up?
5, 4, and 1.5 year old daughters. They took pictures of them to a local Walmart to be developed. That should have been that. Makes sense, right? Except instead of receiving 144 happy family memories, Walmart employees reported the family to the police department on the suspicion that they had taken pornographic images of their children.
What?
Yes, because they had pictures of their children taking a bath. So Walmart saw these pictures of little naked babies in the bath, and they called the police. And the police came, and they took their kids away for a month.
Well, if the police came, if the police came, then there must have been some hot pictures.
Yeah.
That does nothing but terrify the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. They lost custody of their daughters for over a month.
It's Will Westerberg's birthday, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, digital cameras.
Happy birthday, Mike Greens.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I really have a problem with this.
Yeah.
This is probably the worst time in history since the fall of the Roman Empire.
A judge had to rule that the photographs were not pornographic before, and that there were no signs of sexual abuse before the girls were returned to their parents.
Yeah.
So nobody just looked at the pictures. Like, the police department didn't go, this is a picture of a kid in a bath. Like,
it's pretty normal.
I have like 18 of these at home. Uh-huh. What do you want me to do? They were just like, not take the kids away.
So it's not a single
one.
They
had to go that far. They had to waste money to do this. And also potentially fuck these kids up.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Arizona is basically not the United States because they don't observe daylight savings.
I understand.
Savings
Yeah, they might as well be Puerto Rico.
They might as well be Puerto Rico.
And they keep fucking reelecting John McCain.
Yeah. So there's not a... It's not a single picture with like a shampoo bottle in one of the kids' asses, or
not one.
Like soaping the vagina
not
too much,
one?
Or
giving the kids the shocker.
They have suds shaped like pubic hair, anything.
Yeah, this is definitely the like over scrutinization of intent.
Cock suds
scrutinization.
Which also brings me to.
No pictures where they're squirting shampoo on the girl's face. And
oh, man. God. There's apparently some kind of conference. I don't know if it happened or is happening pretty soon.
NAMBLA?
Yeah. No, there's a handful of psychologists or some people who claim to be, at least. They're trying to... I don't know if this is the right word for it. Decriminalize pedophilia.
How do you do that?
Or lessen the penalties for
it? How do you do that?
Because love ain't a crime.
Yeah. You remember? All right. We were probably too young to remember when homosexuality was treated as a
mental
illness. But it did become mental illnessalized in the early 80s. I want to say. It was pretty much right
around.
And
thus we got AIDS.
Yeah, exactly. That was the consequence. And now
that was gall.
I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's not going to go over very well.
No.
But there's apparently some group of assholes who want to.
So basically, what you're saying is the way we are viewing pedophilia, like, no, of course it's a crime.
Yeah,
is the same as people in the 80s. I would even go as far as to say the 70s and 60s, being like. like gay people, of course it's a crime. It's sodomy.
Yeah.
It's against
it's sexual the Lord. Perversion. Yeah.
Just coming on shit and
yeah,
stuff.
Wow.
No, coming on shit.
So now
I feel yeah, okay. I'm gonna go ahead. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for pedophiles. No, because here's the thing: like they're despicable. They should be locked up. They have no business being around society.
I feel bad.
They're sick. Uh-huh. Okay, and I realize that people said this stuff about homosexuals sure. back in the day. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to
back in the day.
I'm going to stand by my decision in saying that. But I believe that it is basically, they're just, you know, that's what they're attracted to. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think they can help it.
Yeah.
That's why they do it, obviously.
So you think they should be treated for this?
I don't know that there is.
Because they did say
treatment.
That there
you're
was
right,
treatment
Derek.
For
these wonderful people should not be judged based on their attraction.
I said they should be locked up.
People should not wrongfully accuse them of these
hey, listen,
horrible deeds.
Sometimes people are sick and they gotta go, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, one time a cat rubbed up on me and I got a boner.
Damn.
Sure.
Ain't nothing wrong with me.
Wow.
Like, you were beasting.
There are people who like feet. There are people who like men, like men who like men. There are people who
queers.
Like old people.
The people who like getting
like
shit and pissed on.
Dead people. There are people who like bodily functions being dropped on them.
The problem.
There are people who like other people who are much, much younger than them.
The problem.
And I feel bad for them because yeah. they cannot do that because it is fucking wrong.
Yeah.
But I really think they can't help it. And I feel bad.
I absolutely agree with you that they cannot help it.
I don't think they can help it. Yeah. But
if
they do, fuck them.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I am incredibly attracted to hot, big-titted women.
Yeah, yeah, it's a problem.
But I'd be willing to fuck a fat girl.
Sure.
Just because you're attracted to something doesn't mean that you have to have sex with it.
There's a reason why midgets roam this earth.
Sure.
For people
seeing
who want young.
Can you put on this onesie?
Yeah, exactly.
You have.
Let me put some baby powder on your ass.
Hey, there are people who enjoy being dressed up as babies, or who enjoy dressing people as babies and having sexual encounters with them. I'm sure that they're just fulfilling some sick fantasy.
Consenting adults involved. You can't really do anything about that. Just like we can't really, I mean, most states can't really do anything about fucking guys sticking dicks in their asses.
No. Keep the propeller
cap. Like their own asses?
Well, maybe.
There was a comedian, I can't remember who said it, but they basically said, if you want to not fuck a teenage girl, you should try to talk to a teenage girl. Because there's nothing less attractive than a teenage girl talking.
I can absolutely agree with that.
Yes.
That's true.
Because they don't shut up and they're fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Yeah.
They're fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Like from the first YOLO, I would probably put my foot down their mouth.
Oh, well.
Instead of.
Your foot meaning 12 inches.
Exactly. Like size 12 foot.
Yeah. The whole thing about like being attracted to younger looking people, that's the problem here. What we're talking about, like physically younger, like even if you're attracted to girls that are of age that look like little boys, like that's a problem. That's like still considered to be on some level pedophilia.
Yeah, I guess. But
I'm just saying. I'm just saying it's the physical attraction to someone who appears younger. But if you're attracted to like younger girls merely due to the fact that they looked older and you don't know that they're younger, that's, you know.
All right, well, here's the thing.
Sometimes they'll let you get away with that. But the problem here is they want to lessen the penalty for actual convicted, like, sex offenders.
No.
I'm pretty sure they want to do that.
No, I'm sure they do. But I'm saying, no, that's not going to happen.
And I got to ask, why do they want to do that?
Here's the difference between pedophiles and gay people. Gay people are two consenting adults.
Not always, but continue.
For the most part, the broad definition of gay people is a man
Fudge Packer.
And a man, or a woman and a woman who want a Pillow consensual biters. Relationship.
They're all different now. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, dick transgender. Shitter. They're all different now.
But that is assuming that it's two willing participants. Sure. If a man attacks another man, that's just rape no matter what. And that's and that's illegal.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can't have sex with someone who doesn't want to have sex with you, no matter what they are.
Yep.
Okay.
What age, what sex?
I mean, having...
Unless it's a woman trying to have sex with a man, then that's okay.
Always.
Always.
Unless you're at a Super Bowl party in New York.
Whoa.
About a couple months ago, in which case you're going to call the cops. But...
What a loser.
Always.
All right, so how do you feel about somebody who is attracted to children who, instead of, you know, downloading... porn with children, which is illegal, or pursuing children, which is illegal, they just say, okay, I'm going to pursue people who look very young. And that is how I'm going to satisfy
this
urge.
That's fine.
You think that's fine?
That's fine.
You don't think that
they're
a
threat? You got to give them, you got to throw them a bone. You got to
throw them a boner.
You got to do something for these people. There needs to be like almost like actors that are like bred to be like, you know, 18-year-olds who are.
It's just like, you know what, Chester?
Auditioned.
We know you're a pedophile, Chester, but
here's a consolation prize.
And you have not touched a single child in 30 years. Uh-huh. Here is a 24-year-old girl who looks like a 13-year-old boy,
and we will continually replace this girl,
and we'll just
every few years.
We're going to stay vigilant. We're going to be on the lookout. And we're just going to keep feeding the fucking... It's like the Christians to the lions. Just, oh my God, how old are you? 26? Come here. I got a job for you.
So if you go 30 years without fucking a kid, do you get like a chip, like an AA?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, on To Catch a Predator, they had those...
It's a pog.
No, they would have those girls on it that were...
Yeah, that looked like little boys.
Yeah, they were posing as young boys.
Yeah.
And... I guess
it was basically, what's her name? Lisa Cartwright or whatever.
Don't have a cow, man.
Nancy Cartwright.
Nancy? Yeah, Nancy. Sorry.
Nicole Cartwright?
Nicole. Yeah. That's
Cartwright? Just,
well,
all right.
I don't see the point in trying to go any further with it. Like, don't. It is what it is. You know, it's. No one's ever going to accept it. You know, 99.9% of people, you know, are going to tell you, no way. Fucking little kids is bad. It's just bad.
Does that even have to be said?
It's just bad.
Fucking kids is bad.
There was an author,
this is radical, but I'm just going to put this out there.
There was an author who released a book, like, I want to say 5 years ago that said that people are naturally pedophiles. That just, it's fine, it's okay, and everyone is just naturally a pedophile.
Is that the guy from The Who?
No, it was a woman.
Oh.
I'm going to be, like, fucking full honest with you. Like, I look
You would fuck a kid.
Wow.
Several. No.
At the same
time. Like, I look at...
Preschool.
Like, 21-year-olds.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm just like...
Holy shit, I want to fuck them.
No. They look...
Too young.
Annoying. And they look way too young.
Yeah.
And that was always like, you know, when I was a single man back in the day, like that was always my cutoff. Like, got to be 21, got to be able to buy him a beer. Yeah. That's it. Like, I'm not going.
You could still buy the 18-year-old's beers.
Yeah, you could still go.
Yeah,
to
and you
jail.
Can get a lot more from them then.
I look at
that's true.
I look at a 21-year-old now, and they look like fucking babies.
Dude, I went through my Instagram and I was looking
babies.
I was looking through pictures.
Yeah, fucking babies. Fuck those babies.
I was looking through pictures on my Instagram and I just clicked on her profile to see their age. Some people put in their bios.
Yeah.
And there was a girl that was 18. And I was looking, I was like, there's no fucking way.
They're children.
But she probably is.
Yeah.
And she looks like a little kid.
Like, I don't get that attraction to children.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make any sense.
Like, fathom it.
So you're not attracted to 18-year-olds?
No, oh, well. No. When I see like,
yeah, that's way too old.
An 18.
Yeah.
Under 9 and over 90. If they can't walk, I'll carry
it. So, like, Derek, you're not attracted to 18-year-olds.
An 18-year-old that looks like an 18-year-old, no, because they look like children to me now.
What about an 18-year-old who looks like a 40-year-old?
Like, that would be disturbing. Like, that would be progeria, kid.
Like Courtney Stodden. Do you know who she is?
No.
You'll find out.
Pull her up. Google.
Here we go. Is this a famous person?
She is famous due to the fact that when she was 16 years old, she married like a 50-plus-year-old guy.
Wow.
Former actor.
I spelled her name right.
You got it on the first shot, huh?
Yeah. This girl here?
Yeah. There she is.
Wow. Pick one.
Yep. She's probably 16
she's
in a lot of these pictures.
All right. Second row, fourth one in.
Oh, God.
This one?
Fucking yeah. Brenda Mann's picture.
Oh, who is this?
Courtney Stodden.
She's 18?
She's 18 now, yeah. She was all over the news for marrying. I don't remember what the guy's name is. If you saw him, you'll know who he is. Yeah, they met on the internet.
John Stamos.
See, like, look at this here.
That's her without makeup, yeah. Now she looks like a kid.
She looks good.
She looks like a child.
Yeah.
Not a child.
She looks
like a child.
If I saw this at a bar, I would think
it was... You got to put on the side, Derek.
A child. What?
If you saw that at a bar, she shouldn't be in there.
Exactly. I would be like, how the fuck did
she's
you get
18,
in here?
She's 18, Derek.
Mm-hmm. If I saw that at a bar, I would say, how can mm-hmm. I get her to not pay attention to her drink?
Yeah.
And, and pay attention to sucking his dick.
Yeah.
I was going with roofying.
Yeah.
If she's if she's going into a bar.
We get each other.
That is her. That's her ID right there. She's in the bar. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
More than qualified.
But see that picture. She looks older than 18.
All right, go to one of
she's
the ones
not
where
an
she's 18 like year walking
old that
all,
looks
all the
18.
Way on the right. Go all the way on the right.
Wow.
Ew.
What
is she
wrong
walking
with this
out of Auschwitz?
She looks like a child. She looks like a child with a boob job and a bad tattoo.
It does not.
It looks like she. It looks like she just got released from Auschwitz.
Wow.
She looks ripe for the picking.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And she's fucked up.
Yeah.
Wow.
She looks like a delightful little yum-yum.
But see, unfortunately,
who's that guy?
Well, I don't know if it's fortunately or unfortunately, but she's 18 but doesn't look 18. She looks older than 18 is my
point. Yeah, I'm just saying. Some pictures she looks like she's 40.
Mark but Hoppus? There's 18-year-olds that look...
Oh, the guy from Green Mile.
Yeah.
Okay, him. I remember mm-hmm. this chick now.
Yep, well, that's who... that's.
Look, but see, there's 18-year-olds that
there's
look younger than 18.
Oh, yeah. You got to see these interviews with them. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. They were rough.
Ew.
Is he wearing a mask?
Yeah. No. All she's doing is licking her lips the whole time and like practically like jerking them off.
This is just like two drug addicts that found
her. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. She's definitely a coke whore.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, like here she looks older.
Yeah, it was just a big fucking.
See, yeah, I'm not into that.
They're not big tits. They're just pushed up.
They're fake.
They're
fake, and she's wearing a Wonderbra.
She claims that they're
Wonderbra.
Real.
Wonderbra.
And she apparently had a doctor verify it, like live and in person.
I'm a doctor. These are real tits.
So.
Yep, sure are real.
So that's all. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, listen.
That's all I'm saying.
If I saw her, or I saw. The redhead wearing the Google glasses. I would go after the redhead wearing the Google glasses
because you want the Google glasses.
She just looks like a night of crying.
Oh yeah,
to me.
See, Derek,
like that's what I see when I see.
And you're gonna wake up with a blistered penis the next.
Now here, Derek.
Not
when I see
that
you
aside,
when I see you in the computer you have in front of you.
Okay,
you're going after the Google glasses, bitch, because you just want to be able to wear the Google glasses.
I do want to try them.
It's like when you see somebody with an iPad, you just want to like touch it.
I'm just gonna like wake up next to him and be like, "So, can I try them on now?"
Yeah.
She's gonna be like, "No, they were $1,200.
These never leave my head ever."
Can you Google my Facebook?
Can you take them off when I'm over you sweating? No, you're videotaping me, aren't you?
Whoops.
There's just going to be a video of me like sweat pouring.
Well, there is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like this girl.
I think I love her.
I mean, I bang her.
Sure you
do. Now, we went to high school with a girl a couple years older than us that was somewhat along those lines.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And the big
I know,
W.
I know who, isn't she dead?
No.
No, she's about to marry some old
she
guy.
She died.
Yeah.
She was married previously.
But she looked 30 years old in senior
she
year
did.
High school. She
yes.
had huge
she
tits.
She looked like a 30-year-old porn
playboy.
Star.
I failed computer class because of her.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't take my eyes
off. I'll bring her up for Kevin.
Oh, you were in her class?
I was in her class. I sat next to her in his computer class, and I just stared at her tits the whole time.
It was just that the whole time.
That was my life. Actually, I was matter of fact, I was in that class when the golf teacher had tracked me down and was like, come on, please, please join the team.
Wow.
Stop staring at, tits.
Yeah, but she's married and...
what, are you friends with her?
Having
Facebook?
A kid?
No, but I can just look her up.
Oh.
No, yeah, and Matt's right on it.
He is. Let me look her
up. There you go, Kev. Oh, don't bring her up on the screen. Hold on.
Why not?
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
Why not?
Okay. Oh, anyway,
she looked exactly.
Oh my god,
she looked exactly like that in high school.
Look at her. She looks exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Mm. Is that her husband?
I think so.
The gray haired dude.
Yes.
What the?
Oh, this poor girl.
Yeah. What?
There you go, Kev. How do you like
he's
her?
He's like he looks like an old Indian doctor.
You know what? Good for her.
No, that's probably what he is. He's probably like some kind of plastic surgeon.
Okay. Uh-huh. Do you know why I wasn't a fan of her?
Because you knew that this was what her life was going to be?
No. I didn't care what her life was going to be.
Gold digging?
No. Because of that fucking bullshit on her face.
Oh, the beauty mark?
It threw me off so much.
See, the beauty mark did nothing for me. Exactly what you're looking at on her Facebook profile is exactly what I knew was going to happen in ninth grade.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. She looks like, to me, she looks like a fucking
I knew man. She was going to grow up. I knew she was going to marry the rich fucking plastic surgeon or whoever the fuck he is.
Yeah.
And have a wonderful fucking life.
Sure.
And just because she's she. Mm-hmm.
She's she.
You understand? She didn't earn that.
Dude, that guy looks like, what's his name from American Idol?
There you go, Kev.
Ah, what the fuck was his name?
Oh, she got a big finger on her cheek.
Oh!
She's got a nip. She's got a nipple on her face.
He's talking to you, brother.
Damn.
No,
he looks like Taylor Hicks.
No, I mean, I'm happy for her. I really am. It's
Taylor
great.
Hicks.
She's having. She's,
Taylor Hicks was the guy.
I guess
out
she
of the...
found love and happiness. And
this is Taylor Hicks, and Matt can show you the picture of this guy.
It does
you tell me it's not the same? Fucking
but the
guy.
Thing is I knew her what her future story was going to be in high school. And it's exactly playing out to what I thought.
Okay, sure.
It's a chick that had an amazing body, fake breasts, all that shit in high school.
I remember being in eighth grade and being warned about her.
Warned.
Before now, she had fake breasts in high school.
She's like Medusa.
Supposedly.
She did.
Supposedly.
And if she didn't, she does now.
Well, the breasts I'm looking at now on look, Facebook are the same breasts she had in high school.
They don't
so.
Look fake. They just.
They absolutely do.
What?
Absolutely.
Well, then she
and the
she
pictures
had
that I'm looking at right now.
The only
now,
thing
she
is,
had
like, I knew her in high school.
She got implants when she was 15, is what you're saying. Because that's how long she's had them.
16, 17,
15.
Yeah.
That was the rumor.
Sophomore year of high school, getting implants in 1995, 94.
You
I
know
don't
what?
Know about
I mean,
that.
I'm looking at her, and she's gross.
Yeah, oh,
the
yeah.
thing is, well, I don't know if she's gross. I'm not saying that. But the thing is like exactly what her life is playing out on Facebook.
Yeah,
like
Steve,
when she posts
you're friends with her, Steve. Yeah.
I am. When you're when you the picture she posts, the marriage, the pregnancy, the life, I knew it. I can predict it from fucking ninth grade in high
okay,
school.
Okay, sure.
And that's what turned me off from her because I knew this is exactly what she was going to happen. The ordinary Derricks,
because like she looked like a fucking 30-year-old pig.
The ordinary Derricks and Matts and me were not going to get this girl because
wow.
we weren't plastic surgeons that were 90 years old.
Okay,
no. And we didn't want her.
True.
I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
I just don't, and that's not just me saying like I can't have her, so I don't want her.
Yeah,
I just wouldn't.
No,
I
no, it's
really
not
wouldn't.
It. It's not worth
no,
it.
No, it's not. It's not yeah. worth the
she,
trouble.
She looks, but
high maintenance.
Easiest way to describe: she looks like Pamela Anderson, like that kind of look. That's basically it right there. And I just happened to see a random picture on Facebook that I wanted to bring up, that I think is hilarious. Mm-hmm. And Derek, you'll see it in a couple seconds.
I'm on a delay,
but. But I think it's it is Dora the Internet Explorer.
Yes.
And they both take 20 minutes to do a simple task, and they're both explorers.
Yeah, they really do.
I thought that was cute. She's got a big E with the whatever, the ring around it.
Yeah.
You fuck Dora?
Yeah.
What?
I'm
going
to
bring this one up.
Oh, no. Border Patrol locking down Dora.
Yeah.
That's true. I wouldn't mind if that cop pulled his piece and popped her in the head.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Siempre como conepa.
Oh, you were just exploring?
Not in my country,
you
son.
You know, I memorized that line from Terminator 2.
What was that? The,
when Sarah Connor went, they flew to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy came out and she said, siempre como conepa. I asked a million people what that meant.
Doesn't mean anything.
That speaks Spanish. No. And it doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't.
They have no clue.
No idea, huh?
Siempre como conepa means nothing.
Well, I memorized something from Breaking Bad.
That means nothing?
No. It means something, but I knew what it meant.
What?
Familia es todo.
Family is shit?
No, family is everything.
Oh. Oh, I thought you said doo-doo.
We're going to get out of here.
Why?
Because we've been going for almost 4 hours.
11 o'clock at night.
By the way, I wrote on our Facebook, CM Punk versus Undertaker or Reverend Horton Heat. Who would you rather see? And we got a response. I'll admit that is tough. Rev is a great show with great energy, but Punk Taker is only going to happen once, maybe twice this life.
It's already happened four times this life.
Yeah, well, then I quickly YouTubed it and I put happen once, twice, you mean like this, and I posted their Hell in a Cell match. And then I posted a match from SmackDown, and then I posted another match from SmackDown.
Did you post the other pay-per-view matches they had? Submission match?
I'm literally just going down YouTube and just pulling every one.
So basically you're saying they've wrestled 5 to 10 times.
At least 5 times on television. Yeah.
this is horrible.
And I think three pay-per-views and at least 5 times.
Derek, are you honestly going to go to this Reverend Horton Heat show with us?
Sure.
I don't want to be disappointed.
I'll come. I mean, I have to wear a diaper.
Obviously, the show is going to be canceled because Matt's going to fucking WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So we might as well go to Horton Heat.
Oh, it is a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I'll take the next day off of work.
Let's go.
You guys are going to have to carry me out of there.
If we can broadcast from the lanes.
Yeah. Oh.
Live Aristocrats during Reverend Horton Heat.
Kev, because you're more ballsy than all of us, and you can speak very well. I say you call the guy from Asbury Lanes and see if we can do that.
Me thinks I talk pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Sorry if this show was a little long.
Can you put the Razor Brett match on before we leave? Because I got to sober up.
Can you put the Razor Ramon interview with DDP?
ShiningWizards.com.
Yes.
Yes, that please check them out.
At ShiningWizards Wednesday evenings. On Twitter.
Wednesday evenings.
Are we not promoting the other wrestling show?
Well, there's also the Rabblecast.
Yeah.
Which is live on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
You might as well hit up the Clutch and Wiggle experience.
Of course.
And, you know, check out 2.5 Wrestlers, too. That's pretty good.
Yeah, there's check out Courtesy Flush. They're fucking fantastic.
God damn, JD was in the chat today.
And you might as well check out the aristocratsradio.com while you're checking that out.
Yeah, sure.
WeAreKrats.com.
Same thing.
You might want to get AIDS.
Check out writeav.com, RITEAV.com. Coming soon. It's our new website for Ultra Spec Cables.
Check out Yestercades on Twitter.
.com. Check out combatnetwork.com with a K.
AKA Too Rude on Twitter.com.
At UMK Shock.
NeverendingPlugs.com.
DoraTheExplorer.com.
Sounds like a porn site.
NickJr.com.
At CoolHandDuke, though he never uses it.com.
No, I don't.
You're a pussy with that.
Wow.
I do have 72 followers.
Nice.
That's a lot.
It's about to be 71.
Fuck. All right, we'll see you next week, guys.
Later, dicks.